doesn't end up like, we don't need that money anymore.
Are we ready?
We're on. All
right. It is Friday, November 10th at 6.01 p.m. Calling the Duxbury Select Board meeting to order. And we'll start with introduction of the Select Board members.
Lars Dixon.
Erin Lander.
Tamitha Thomas-Hossey.
Stacey Gibson-Granfield. So, additions and changes to the agenda. The first addition I would have would be a vacancy of the Select Board. Do you want me to just list off the
sure.
new things and then we'll go over them? Snowmobile Club.
That sounds fun.
Mm. Not quite what you think it is.
Okay.
Roads Workshop. Department of Health Tobacco Control Program.
Oh.
Red Cross Donation. Census Registration. And then Select Board Meeting Schedule.
And I also have something to add to the agenda to new business. The Board of Trustees of Waterbury Ambulance, a meeting that they're hosting in which they're requesting town representation.
Okay. All right. So the first, anybody else have additions or changes to the agenda?
No.
So I was going to kind of put them all as new business. Mm-hmm. So I guess we can wait till we get to that section to go over them.
Mm-hmm.
Citizens and visitors to address the Select Board.
Echo.
Seeing no visitors.
Citizens.
Residents, citizens. I mean, we have our esteemed treasurer and town clerk here, but
right.
they both have, you know, opportunities throughout the agenda, so.
We could have other topics.
Yeah.
If you want.
Are you guys all set?
Yeah.
Yes.
So far,
okay.
So
all right.
So good.
But it is
rolling.
Early.
It's
early.
Keep it rolling.
6:03. All
well. All
right. Approval of last month's meeting minutes.
So these are meeting minutes for October 20th,
mm-hmm.
And we also needed to approve the minutes. We held off on approving the minutes for October 1st.
Right.
The special meeting minutes in which we appointed.
Chris Cahalen was mm-hmm. appointed to the school board.
Yes. So we have the October 1st minutes
yep.
to approve and the October 20th meeting minutes to approve.
Did anybody have any comments or feedback on the minutes of October 1st or October 20th?
I wasn't here for the 20th, so I don't think I can approve those.
You're all set, Lars.
Nope.
I didn't have any edits either.
Okay.
Just a reminder that copies should go to the board the October 1st when they make it down to the notebook of the board.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of that?
I didn't do those minutes.
No, Stefan did those
yeah,
minutes.
I printed them out and took care of it, but I was
oh, you did?
To the
okay,
school,
thank you.
Grabbing the notebook and nothing. So I'm like, okay.
So you, but they're posted now.
They are now.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you,
after
Maureen.
We
thanks, Maureen.
Swore them in and got it all squared away.
Okay,
but
thank you.
If you appoint people, would you let me know because they're supposed to be sworn in and
oh, okay.
there's a process.
Yeah. Make sure
we have the resignation of the predecessor, all that kind of good stuff.
That's important.
It's just a copy of the email that they sent resigning
like, hey,
enough? Okay.
We appointed those.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve the minutes from the October 1st meeting.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
And also make a motion to approve the minutes from October 20th.
Second. Anybody?
Second.
Lars? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Since Erin can't vote,
abstained.
I'll vote. All right.
Awesome.
Approved.
Okay.
All right. Moving on into the report. So Adam is not here tonight, but he did send his write-up, or actually left a copy in the mailbox. You ladies want one to follow along? You have one? Anne?
Sure.
So Lars was going to present that on behalf of Adam this evening.
First part is a grant update. Vermont Recreational was contacted about installing the Dazzle crash rail and they will be there either on November 10th or November 13th. They've been having equipment problems and have been behind schedule. Turner Hill, there's no new movement. I don't know, I'm not certain whether that means there's been no contact made between Adam and the other parties, or whether there's been contact and it's just stalled. The same is for Marshall Road. This is regarding grant approvals and and grant process.
So are you going to follow up with him on those?
I'm going to query Adam about that.
I guess I would just like to know, like, especially Marshall Road, because we've done the work up there, right? What's outstanding on that?
It's just their follow-up. They have to come and approve.
Do it, okay.
He's going to a meeting on the 17th with Maureen. Are you going to that meeting, Maureen?
Yeah, they're coming here.
Okay. And it's an update. And they have to look over the Crossed Hill slide. And
that may not be the site visit. They haven't confirmed that yet.
Okay. Well, that's what I have. What I'm having in the reading. They haven't sent anyone.
Do we know when they're going to come look at Crossett Hill slide?
They've got engineers running. These are like the more technical people.
Okay.
And they've been yanking them all over.
And because last of all the other
they were
stuff.
Going to a bunch to were deployed to Puerto Rico, and then you know they've been in Houston and so
kind
of the least of their worries.
Kind of understand.
Yeah. This group is based out of Massachusetts. And that he said they grabbed another 20 people out of there. But there are time deadlines for them as well as us, so they will have to show somebody to get here.
Okay.
Last guy, person was Tom Sullivan, I believe, was out of Massachusetts. He came up for the site visit that I attended back in July.
Okay.
Roadwork performed. Hauled in 1 1/4 stone for mud season. Spot graded throughout Duxbury, repaired the shoulder of Atwood by the culvert, put signs up that were down for a month, and straightened signs on River Road and Crossett Hill, Turner Hill. Lightly ditched the Dowsville Ward Hill connector and diverted water from running off Ward Hill and washing it out. Fixed a hole on Upper Camel's Hump Road. Hauled gravel to fill that culvert, that people culvert that has the repairs been stalled by the litigation. Still trying to figure out a way to get the cones that are over the bank. Well, I got them today.
You did?
Yeah. I got out of my truck and went down and got one, then went around and went up the bank and got the other.
I don't know if you should put them back on the record, though.
So, at 70, I haven't crossed over the age to do that yet. So that's out of the way. But what I would like to get with them is get weights for inserting into cones. They're available. That's what we need. They blow around, and on these precipitous places like Crossett Hill, where I went over and there was one all the way over the bank, way down. I'll ask him to get some prices on those, and we can get those in there because the winds, and I think these windstorms will launch them.
Yeah,
sure.
But a weight will keep them stable.
Even a
much
car
more
just
stable.
Going by the wind
too fast,
off of that
yeah.
or a truck or something
yeah.
might do it.
So that's yeah. the end of that. Forest Tree has been notified they can cut the trees on River Road. They would get to them as soon as they can. 11 trees down during the storm. Incidentally, the total amount of rain from that storm on the North Duxbury weather station, roof weather station, was 1 1/4 inches. So it wasn't much over the 30-hour time period. Truck 2 is out of service. A broken EGR cooler. That's exhaust gas recirculation, and this is part of the system that this truck has had problems with over time. One works fine. One brew off works fine. The other.
This is Adam's truck. Truck two.
Yeah. No, I think that's
Brian.
Brian's.
Okay.
That's the one Brian uses.
Okay.
They've done a lot of. They've done all the winter setup. He's replaced. He's done mechanical work. Significant mechanical work in replacing swiveling parts and steering knuckles and all that stuff. Everything's ready to go, and as was said earlier in the year, the grader's going to go in for to Nortec. Working on all the equipment, working with Grants. The foreman's been working with the Grants, meeting with Clarks to look over these this proposed international. Getting the trucks ready for winter, working on the highway budget. He put together the budget. He heard from Ann that there wasn't much kickback on the budget. The blanks that were left in the budget were filled in, and I'm going to query him on those for clarity by the next budget meeting. He's been working on at Clark's for finalizing numbers for the truck. $145,000. Why did it go up from $138,300? He's bargaining about the warranty. He wants to get on a 7-year service. That's a little undecipherable there. Extra costly, yeah. He's promoting the fact that we should get the longest warranty we can, and of course we should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the $145,000, and is that part of that capital reserve plan that we looked at with the budget committee, or is that so it's not an increase to that?
Well, the $138,300 is, I'm sorry, but not the $145,000.
Okay, so
the new truck is in that.
Right, but
we didn't get into the specifics of it, but it's the one we talked briefly about.
Yeah, so I'm just curious if we have to look at anything budget-wise as far as the difference between $138,300 and $145,000.
What he says here is he doesn't know why it went up. That seems to be something that should be explainable, but he says he didn't know why it went up. He says we can get the longest warranty is 7 years, and he recommends going for the 7-year warranty. And he wants to know our plan, and it's hard to plan for that $8,000 increase in the price without knowing what it's all about.
Right.
So,
well, is that the warranty, like getting the longer
that's
warranty?
That's almost what it sounds like.
It sounds like that, but it doesn't say that.
It's not
but
clear,
it says
though.
We, of course, cut this out.
Yeah, I don't remember cutting anything out, but warranty. That doesn't mean anything.
No, I think he's saying that's an option.
Mm-hmm.
We could cut it out,
yeah.
I think he's left out a modifier there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could cut. He or they could cut,
okay.
Not just cut.
And it looks like the trade-in amount went down, too, because I thought at one time he said they were offering us 50 for the old one, and this says 45.
Yeah, but he told us that would probably change because it was old numbers.
Well, now it's,
he didn't tell us that.
It's going to be right.
More use on it.
Amazing at that. Price for that.
Right. Yeah, I remember him saying that it would likely go down.
All right, let me query him, and we may have to have a. Well, we still have time to sort this out for the next budget meeting and next meeting. Dallasville Road. The engineer needs to have a public meeting, and that can be at a select board meeting. It has to be warned about all the elements involved in moving this forward.
So do we need to plan that tonight, like schedule it, or?
Well, we can't schedule it without getting with him. So I'll ask Adam to find John's, see what John's schedule. We can schedule it for the next meeting.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be nice to have it at a regular select board meeting.
Especially in December.
Especially in December.
Not adding any additional meetings would be.
So to finish off, it's first snow of the season, and he said he didn't have it in him to attend the meeting tonight. And that's the end of the report.
Okay.
Any questions?
Nope. And this budget report's the same one we looked at the budget meetings. So.
Except, no, there's some entries, some different entries in it. I had a note to query.
So this is an
some lines. Let's see, 130 salt. Yeah, he's still up that zero. So
okay.
We'll get that squared away by the next meeting.
Okay.
This is still in play. The overtime line, which was
17142, top of the second page.
Right?
Yeah.
He didn't propose an amount for that.
He's got this 445.24 in mind.
So
that's fiscal year.
Oh, that's the actual.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't have anything in this.
Remind me from the budget committee meeting, there wasn't anything that the select board had to review tonight, was there, related to any of the payroll costs and stuff for the road crew?
No, we were gonna have I believe I recollect Gary Winnie was going to present that, and then it looks like a two-track thing where we would have to incorporate it into our personnel policy, wouldn't we, to have a cost increase like that?
If you wanted to make it a policy.
Right.
Otherwise, we can just put that in there and say that's for the coming year. That's an increase. Okay,
so
we'll
were
see
still
what
gonna
he comes up with.
Talk about that at the next budget
one.
Meeting.
We'll yeah, he was coming back with sort of the formula that they use.
Yeah.
Michigan or...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... I think we got it confused with the Minnesota multiphasic personality
inventory. Minnesota, Michigan.
The same thing.
Yes.
It was a great budget meeting.
Upper Midwest.
It was not what I expected.
Okay, so that's that part.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
From what I remember from the budget committee meeting, because we're coming up on next Thursday, is that the most time-consuming part was going to be addressing the mower, the different options with
right.
the mowing. So that's the, you know, if there's any update on that, let me know, and I will include it in the worksheet for the next meeting on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, that's either a wholesale buy new equipment, which is a storage thing, but I walked to the shed, and it's possible to get a mower in there.
With the plows on?
Yeah, it's storing the pickup truck outside that would make it possible. Mm-hmm. So you can throw a tarp over it, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big expense.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big expense. And Adam can propose the contracting part of the piece of this
right.
thing, either the contracting or the
purchase,
the renting the equipment and doing mm-hmm. it ourselves. But that doesn't seem to work very well.
No, because you get it only 1 week, maybe 2 weeks
yeah.
out of the year, and they're spread apart. And if another town breaks it.
Right.
You got to wait till it's repaired. I mean,
or
you can't
if the weather's
really,
weird and
yeah,
when you need it is not
okay.
when
well,
you don't
we
have any flexibility
have
with it.
Present some figures on that one.
Yeah, so that was part of the discussion at the budget committee mm-hmm. meeting, and there were so many different sort of options that I just hadn't heard anything back in terms of what you wanted me to put in there or.
Well, it's up to Adam to propose some strategies on that one. And
is he going
to? Because he's in touch with all these elements. Or was.
So he didn't attend the budget meeting.
No.
Do we think we should have him at least for half an hour for the first part of it next week?
We could, but if we have the questions, we can send them to him, and he can bring the answers, and that gives him time to rest.
Yep.
and the answers should be there. The okay. options okay. should be there. Seems like.
So as long as we have his feedback.
Does he have questions from last budget?
Well, we've been over these questions, and I'll send him a new set of questions, like what is the cost of, what is the best cost for contracting? What is the best, what is his idea about doing it ourselves, new equipment?
Yeah, I mean, if he can get us the information before the meeting on Thursday next week, that would be good.
Yeah, I think we as a board, we don't think much of rendling and having our crew do it. What do you think of that?
That renting weeks,
the
and
weeks,
our crew do
yeah,
it?
The week's the rental?
No, I think we should do...
We should either contract out should, for it or
yeah,
buy it.
Yeah, contract out or buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. And there were... But that was the issue with the contracting out. He had a price. Remember, this was... This he had a price, but we did not know what that price included.
Yeah.
Like right. how many square oh, right, miles right, right. of road
yeah.
or how many
days.
That time or what.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's
was
what
it
we
time
needed.
Time and materials before or was it a fixed fee to
yeah.
get everything done?
Right. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. before we agreed to it, we wanted to know what we were buying for that amount.
Yeah.
So that's, I would say having that, the answers to those questions
are right.
critical.
Yeah. yeah, and looking at that cost over X amount of years, how does that figure in with a
well, and the opportunity
equipment.
Cost of what are we, what are they not doing when they're mowing instead?
Oh yeah, well so. we know that it's going to divert them from mm-hmm. their intention, yeah. definitely. Okay, so that's the
road foreman report.
Yeah. Okay,
any
you.
Questions? Additional mm-hmm. topics? Mm-hmm. Okay, if not, then moving on to the town treasurer report. Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, Lars. So I have payroll and accounts payable for signature, and it only needs three, so the fact that there's four is fine. then, and I sent copies of the updated financials. I have two printouts here. If there are any questions about that? I don't really have much else. I have a couple of other just little... Actually, I think I just have one. We just paid, because of taxes, the due date passing, we just paid all our charitable contributions, and we got some nice thank you notes, but I did send with each one the policy that Maureen found for us that the town has in the most recent one that we know of, or the only one we know of, for what is required mm-hmm. if you want to be put. Mm-hmm. So I have here both an example of what VLCT, you know, they kind of provide examples of everything, what they have, and our current one, if it's something that the board wants to mm-hmm. address at any time. It's not an urgent issue, it's just something and I can make copies or I can send them to all of you or whatever, if it's something that you want to address.
And that's the health insurance for the staff?
No, this is charitable contribution.
Oh, charitable, oh,
so when,
sorry.
When
I
like
you were talking about something else.
Yeah, when like Red Cross wants to request
right.
$500,
which they just did.
How do they have to do that? Yeah. Or how do we say our policy is, and do we want to change that policy? Do we
so
do
that,
we follow that policy anyway?
Let's see the policy for a second.
The one we have or the example? There's both. There's
the one we have.
The one,
this
the
is
white
the one,
one is ours.
We've been using for the last few years.
Well, it's the one we've had. I don't know if it's been
followed.
I don't know if everyone was aware of it. Or
no. And we have a
policy.
We have a request from the Red Cross tonight, which is one of the items on the agenda
okay.
under new business.
I have a whole bunch of them,
they're
so I don't know if this one is different or if you just want me to take it
file.
And bring it to the budget committee file with the rest. Or
I have no idea.
Okay.
So whatever you recommend.
So
again, I
by
guess.
Not following it, the charities haven't been following it. They've been just
or
submitting
the
stuff. Any select board since, when was this one? 2002.
Mm-hmm. So what is the policy?
The thing is, there's variations. The issue with some of that is people change at these volunteer organizations, mm-hmm. don't know that they were supposed to get a letter, because most other towns, like if it's no change for X number of years, you don't have to actively request it. It mm. just, the assumption is that they would like the same amount. So things get lost, then they put it in a town meeting kerfuffle, and it's like, oh, good, you know, it gets to grow legs. And and somebody like the Red, not Red Cross, the Legion does a great service with putting flags on all our graves, which is way more than the $150 that they get. Mm-hmm. So, do they write a letter? They never have. Mm-hmm. Is it something the town would like to give? Most people say yes. Mm-hmm. So,
I'd say just put the current policy in it. The
so,
oh, that's the
what does so
the question is: do we carry over existing contributions to make? Existing donations, do we just carry them over?
Budget year to budget year.
Budget year to budget year, and only make new applicants stick to a form. And how do we get that? Well, when a new applicant sends us something, we send them back the form and say, fill this out.
So I want to just make sure I understand what the policy is, because I have no idea what it is. I have a letter here from the American Red Cross asking us to donate $500 for the upcoming fiscal year, which was something we were going to discuss later and see if we wanted to approve that. So what does the policy say about that?
So they need the 501c. It's
yeah, so there are three things. That the type of service provided by the agency to the residents of Duxbury. This came up at
town meeting.
Town meeting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The number of individual Duxbury residents participating or receiving the agency's services during the past 12-month period and verification of 501c3. And the deadline for submission is December 1st.
All right, so this
fine. So they're in.
Doesn't have a date on it. It doesn't address the residents in Duxbury served, although I guess you could say the whole town of Duxbury could be in the event of a natural disaster if they had to set up a Red Cross shelter,
right? There's got to be some select board judgment, you know, and some of it they can't disclose. You know, home health can tell you a certain amount of visits, but they can't. You know, HIPAA requires
so,
that they keep it confidential.
This is what I was, we'll just do this now instead of later, but, mm-hmm. So here's the letter, and it was actually addressed to Ken Scott, so I think that might be something that, if we decide to go back to respond and say it should be addressed to the select board, not to the town clerk, correct?
Or the budget committee, or however
right.
You're going to do it.
Okay. So it says the mission of the American Red Cross is to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies by mobilizing the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. We are a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping local communities prepare for, respond to, and recover from local disasters, most commonly home fires. We also provide several other services, which include supplying blood and blood products in the United States, emergency communication services for military service members and their families, training courses for emergency preparedness, as well as certification courses for licensed nurse assistants, babysitting, and first aid CPR. These services, amongst the other services and campaigns outlined below, help thousands of residents each year and would not be possible without the generosity of donors and hundreds of local volunteers working together 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We will provide all our services free with no support from federal or state governments. In order to be able to provide these services, the American Red Cross reaches out to partners in the community like the town of Duxbury for funding. It is for this reason that the American Red Cross of New Hampshire and Vermont respectfully requests a donation of $500 for the upcoming fiscal year. This past year, the American Red Cross of New Hampshire and Vermont provided the following services throughout the region. Every 17 hours, on average, we assisted a local family, helping over 1,134 people. We installed 2,871 smoke detectors in homes through our home fire campaign. Every day, approximately 87 people were trained in first aid, CPR, and water safety skills. We collected 95,196 units of blood from 65,728 donors. All 40 hospitals in New Hampshire and Vermont depend on Red Cross collections. In New Hampshire, Vermont, 13 families were separated from their families, were reconnected with the help of our service to the Armed Forces Department. We currently have over 1,300 volunteers throughout the two states that help to make these services happen. As you know, a disaster or emergency can strike at any time without warning, and the American Red Cross is committed to being in the Duxbury community to help your residents in times of need. Your donation will go a long way in ensuring that your citizens receive the support they need when confronted by a disaster or emergency. On behalf of the volunteers and staff throughout the two states, thank you for your consideration of this request to support the humanitarian work that we do. While we hope that no disasters hit your area, rest assured that the American Red Cross will be there to help if they do. And it was signed Emily Poirier, Regional Development Specialist, and then they just give more data on the attached. So that's the request. There's no 501c listed with it.
We know
they're a bona fide nonprofit.
So I guess it's whether you want to approach some new wording that works for you. Like, do you want this to be a paperwork nightmare, or you want to say it is suggested that you do this? Because in the end, the voters,
not required,
the voters choose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to decide that every request that is that comes to you will be put to the voters, or do you want to have some discretion, or do you want to change it if it's historical versus not historical? You know, there's just a few things that you want to look at versus this board and decide what you want to do.
So
if you don't mind, I'll take that with the rest that I have for the budget committee meeting.
Yeah, that would be great. So in Waterbury, what they do with these requests is they shrink them down. And they include the letter and any data that shows what services have been provided to the town or the county mm-hmm. in the report book.
Yeah, but that gets expensive.
That's part of to balance the expense of that, because they are very expensive. Then again, it was the thing that the most time was spent discussing
really
at
was.
This town
People
meeting, and I don't have any historical.
Well,
they
did
other
it by petition. They didn't even ask the select board.
Right.
They went and did the petition thing, and then
right.
three articles,
which
and
is a thing.
An hour of conversation,
right.
and you know they didn't. But if it's by petition, it has to be presented, okay. whether it's $10 or $10,000.
So that's another thing to balance, whether you want to put something like that or if you want to just have copies available for people to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there's less discussion on the ones that are in the budget, but those had to be in articles because they came in,
they
like Maureen said. So that's part of why there was so much discussion.
And we had people
that
we gave $50 to that had a three-page report they wanted to publish. You know, it was lopsided.
I mean, Erin, do you want to take a stab at redrafting that?
I just did.
Well, I would like an opportunity to review it. I don't think
that's
we can
what I said.
Do
why don't
verbally.
I email it to everyone, and then you guys can come back to it. There's
okay.
really.
I mean, we
time.
Could vote on it at the December meeting.
I mean, if we're going to say that the funding requests deadline is December 1st, so that would not give us enough time.
Well, I don't think you could do that now, anyway.
I mean, this policy was sent to everyone this year, so
right.
I think that
you're not
so
giving
be
them
for next
time
year.
To
Got
pivot.
It.
So, yeah.
But it could also have an effect of what you want in terms of what we just talked about, the practicalities of the town report and the what you as a budget, what your direction is to the budget committee and on what you want included,
mm-hmm.
You know, whether you want to have some.
I mean, I think the whole board has to approve the policy change, too. So
yeah.
we should all have a chance to noodle on it.
I could just make a motion right now.
All right. Yeah.
You know what? Whatever the rest of you guys want to do, it's not my call. I just feel like that if you're going to make a policy change, there should be a new draft that goes out that everybody has an opportunity to review and discuss. But if others want to vote on it tonight.
I think the changes were minimal, right? Like, it was just...
She crossed off a whole letter. I haven't even seen it, is my point.
Oh.
I haven't seen it.
Okay,
I
can read it to you since we read through that. We can do this. So, it's because it's pretty quick. So, the policy says, the Duxbury Select Board will review all appropriation requests for the inclusion in the town budget presented in each year's town report. Deadline for submission of funding requests for the following year will be December 1st. The way it reads right now is the select board requires the following minimum criteria be included in a request for funding in order for the request to be considered for review. And I'm proposing an adjustment saying the select board suggests the following information be included in a request for funding in order for the request to be considered for review. So changing it from a requirement and having it as minimum criteria, saying that we suggest it and we would like the information. And then It says, the type of service provided by the agency to the residents of Duxbury, the number of individual Duxbury residents participating in or receiving the agency's services during the past 12-month period, and verification of not-for-profit status 501c3. The section I crossed out says, these criteria must be addressed by all requesters regardless of the requesting organization's past history of funding or lack thereof by the town of Duxbury. Since I'm suggesting we turn it into a request instead of a requirement, that wouldn't be necessary to keep that there.
I agree, because we haven't been sticking by the requirement according to the historic.
And it gives us the right.
Mm-hmm. My question is,
I trust you read it. I hadn't even seen it. I didn't want to approve anything without talking about it.
Has it been customary to publish all requests for donations in the book, no matter what, or has it been a selective?
No, because some people will put in a letter or requested a letter, and it got to be the point that it was so lopsided, and in the effort to try to be fair, we just said, no, we didn't publish any last year. They were available on the table, because when literally ones that we had donated $50 to wanted a 5-page printout. And, another one, it was a lot of pages for just, it was a marketing brochure.
But what I'm asking is, if 15 requests come in to be considered for the budget, must they all be put in the
As a select board member, we would go through, it's like, well, these are maybe helpful to somebody down in Addison County. The impact was not vocal.
Right. So
the
benefit
was maybe minimal.
It would definitely be not vocal. Comparing the American Red Cross donation
to the Campfire Girls of Bennington County.
Or right, Central Vermont Humane Society or something.
Yeah. So not all requests.
Which maybe we need to get them.
Not all requests.
And I think one of them was a music organization in Chittenden County, and it's like, we probably won't have any attendees.
Yeah.
They're all considered, they're not all included in the budget for town meeting.
So the select board makes the decision about who to propose.
They're all considered.
But the select board / budget committee.
It's pretty broad.
Okay. That makes sense then.
And if they had an oversight and didn't get their request in, and which was what happened with Meals on Wheels, which services the area, then they were like, well, you can't get, it was an administrative error, and they were going to lose their
I'm going to make a motion, consecutive or not, I'm going to make a motion that we make amendments as noted, as previously read, to the policy for social service agencies.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Sorry. Were you going to say something, Lars?
No. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
That should be attached to the minutes.
Updated.
I was going to say that so that you
that
can...
That needs to be in the minutes.
Good.
You want to scan it?
So when you say attached, yes, will you scan that or send it to me?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll send it to all of you.
Okay. Thanks, Ann.
Yep. So are there, that's all, the only thing I had, unless there are questions about the financial reports.
No,
I
just want to make a note to the rest of the board. So the Tandem, 2009 Tandem, which is the international we'd be replacing, we had a budgeted amount of $17,000. We're already up to $14,584 in expenditures, and it's only November. So we'll likely go over budget on this truck again, but just wanted to kind of flag that.
My question is, because I was out of town for the previous budget committee meeting, and have a conflict with the next one potentially, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. The town forest committee is interested in having some sort of a budget, and I don't know what the process is for them to request money or get that included as a budget line item. So, do I just
off the top of my head, they'll have to come up with some costs.
Yep.
They'll have to have determined what expenses they need to make.
Yes, that's what we talked about, and I guess I don't know the timing that they need to have that for you.
Is that something that goes to the budget committee, or is that something that needs to be?
It goes to the budget committee, and then
it'll probably need an article
simultaneously to all of you, but in the end, it's your decision whether you how much and whether you want to include.
So they're not meeting again. I mean, they just had their first meeting last week, and they're not meeting again until January 4th.
Well, then timing is tick-tock, tick-tock.
So that's what I'm asking is, like, what's the last, what's the timeline for actually getting the budget together so that it can be published? And I just, because I missed that meeting, I don't know.
We're going with a new printer this year, and I also have to check the legislative, there's X number of days from this to that, and work my way backwards to the printer, because the books have to be in people's hands so that we don't have to pay for newspaper space. So I better work backwards and give you your dates. But you should be.
But do you have kind of a rough idea, Maureen, when you did it?
Well, December, you should be into the meat of what you're going to do and put a bow on it in January. So
by January, we have to have our
budget
ready.
January, I would be like on the home.
Right.
It should be.
So their meeting is going to
be mid-December.
Their meeting's going to be January 4th. Is their next meeting?
We'll be voting on it. Yeah. So when's the first Monday in January?
It is.
It's the holiday.
You used to meet
the second. Well, the first non-holiday Monday.
It's the 8th.
So January 8th, is that too late for the select board to...
If you're just going to not do budget committee and just slap a number in, I mean, I don't know what you're doing, what you're...
It's too late to wait for budget.
I would recommend the town forest committee have another meeting and get their figures together.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be wonderful to happen. That was my recommendation. That's not what they decided to do.
And they don't have a budget until next year.
Let me ask this question. So if they came up and said, throw $5,000 in there, and then they're planning on writing a letter up for hopefully inclusion in the town meeting book.
So that
could then be something that is negotiated on the floor, right, about the amount of that.
So I don't want to put anything in the budget that hasn't gone through the budget committee and been approved by the select board. So if they can't meet that timeline, then I think they should submit an article for town meeting to add that to the budget.
Okay.
Well, it's still the same timeline.
Well,
I mean, but they could have the article and say $5,000 or whatever,
right. And then they could come in with their details.
The budget line.
But the difference, though, Maureen, is we're not going to have the details behind the budget line.
The budget committee
for it to be in the January.
Yeah. When the budget comes out, it's kind of the select board and the budget committee saying, "Here's what we propose to you all," and this would be separate from that. So I get that. That makes sense.
They would say, "We want $5,000," and that could be the article. But then when they get to town meeting, they can say, "So that $5,000 will be spent on X, Y, and Z." But they're not going to know X, Y, and Z in time for your timeline,
right,
is what we're saying.
I don't think
they're researching it right now.
Because if you write it in a sentence or put it in a number, they're all negotiable. So I don't understand your differentiation.
So I guess then the bottom line is, if they want a budget line item, they need to have something to the budget committee by next week.
You could put a dollar. I mean, they've gone town meeting before, and no, I mean, they put it... throw $1,000 in, and no, we've had consideration. We think that should now be $5,000. People from the board.
Isn't that what we just said?
Well, I guess that's what I'm asking the board.
But
and since I wasn't there for the budget committee meeting, would it
be
more favorable to have somebody at the budget committee next week propose that and say pop a number in there, or would it be better to do an article?
I mean, I'd kind of like
I'm just
to know
trying
what,
to take some information back to them.
What kinds of things would they be spending money on, I guess? As a taxpayer, that's the first question I would ask.
Well, they're
right?
Looking,
and I don't mean that
what
to
they're
be.
Evaluating is do we need any forestry services done? We definitely need to do something about access and parking. The gate that got taken down needs to be repaired. So things like that, maintenance for that area. That's what they're trying to figure out. What I mean, and again, this is brand new for them. So,
For all of us, right?
Exactly, because we haven't had a town forest before to deal with this. So they're pulling information from other towns. They're wanting a little bit of time to review that, and that's why they didn't want to just be like, okay, here's the thing.
I think the select board, without you having a meeting, the select board can say, let's put $1,000 in the budget. and then an advocate can stand at the
town meeting and increase the dollar amount.
I'm not without a
yeah
a schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't work with that. We right. can give a grand as a starting point. The emergency management has a $2,000 in the budget, mm-hmm. and then the discussion can take place.
Yeah, and they're researching grants and all this yeah. stuff too. So I'm fine with that. Like just starting with $1,000 line item, and then they can come mm-hmm. advocate for themselves.
Okay. So we'll do we have put a motion? A line in for
who's the email of the person? Because I sent an email to sort of each person for each line item and asked them what they want to request.
Yeah, Monique McHenry.
I'm going to write that on there. Okay. Monique McHenry.
Wait, on the... yeah.
The town committee needs to send me, for the website, contact info.
Yes.
And a summary of the duties, responsibilities, goals of the Town Forest Committee. That way I can have that on the page that includes a link to the meeting.
Yes, that is what that is their first agenda item for their next meeting, is to have that defined and approved, and then that would be sent to you, because it doesn't even really exist right now. It's new. And then they did elect a secretary who is gathering that information for the contact, and they notice on that too.
So, Anne, we don't have to make a motion on anything tonight. They're going to send you what they want for the budget committee to discuss.
Which can
next week.
Be, we want $1,000 to start the discussion. It doesn't. They don't necessarily, if they don't know why or okay. what they want it for yet, that would be.
Okay.
And I just want to go back to the tandem. This report can be confusing. The budget was $17,000.
Yep.
The amount expended so far is $2,400.
The remainder is what's 14. Remaining. Yep. Got it. Yep. Okay, that's a lot better than what I
thought. Yeah.
Holy cow! I was like, what have we spent already?
And if you did replace it, and you're in the queue, you could conceivably have a new one 30 days after.
Yeah. Understood.
Town meeting and.
Well,
not
maybe that'll cover that $8,000 if we stay under budget or something. I don't know. Who knows?
All right. Anything else for Anne?
So if you wouldn't mind bringing these back to my inbox when you're done.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. Thanks, Anne.
About the town forest, one more thing. You can't, someone can write up a summary of how the town forest came about. A historical.
Can we... actually, that's a great idea, Lars.
That's a topic and later.
One other thing I wanted to just mention is, so we get reports from the foreman, the treasurer, the emergency management committee, the planning commission. At least while they're getting organized, can we add them as one of the reports starting in the January timeframe, since they're not meeting again until January? But I think it would be helpful for them to come to the select board and give us updates.
Sure.
Just as they're getting organized.
A written update. If they can't be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay.
I have an update that when we get to it on the agenda, I will tell you.
Well, I don't have
you
on the agenda.
They are on the agenda.
The Forest Committee?
They're on the agenda under new business.
Town Forest Committee update, yep.
Oh, look at that.
Sorry,
Maureen.
They're a subcommittee and should be doing their minutes and stuff just like...
Yeah, there's
they're
minutes.
Posted online.
Yep.
Yeah,
there's
so.
A tab.
I know, but I just thought as they were getting organized, it might be nice to have them come. I'm not saying they have to be here every month for the rest of time. I just think while we're getting organized, you know, especially if Aaron, for some reason, can't make it to a select board meeting.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to try to not go to all their meetings
either. Gotcha. Okay, anything else on the town treasurer report or the town forest before we get to the town forest? Okay.
No.
Next thing would be emergency management. Eric isn't here.
We're continuing with the local hazard mitigation plan, different sections of it, and we're working on revising that.
So I thought, at least based on the email exchange between Eric and I and you and I, that we were going to talk a little bit about the windstorm. So
sure.
I want to just say that I think... I don't think my email exchange was taken a little out of context by Eric, in that I think he felt like I was criticizing the emergency management team's work. And it wasn't that I was criticizing them. I know that MAME has her Facebook page, and I am a member of that Facebook community for CrossFit Hill. But there are people on Morse Road who weren't even aware of that, and there are people on Morse Road who don't use Facebook, and Morse Road was without power for 35 hours during this windstorm, which is not as extreme as other members of Vermont or Puerto Rico. I get that, but 35 hours without power is, losing food, lots and lots of food in your refrigerator, in your freezer. If it had been cold like it is tonight, that could have been a public... health concerns,
Welfare checks, especially for
exactly. So that's where I was kind of going to go with this. So I took the initiative to put a post out. I started talking to Washington Electric because we weren't hearing anything from anybody about what the timing was going to be. So I went into work and got a hold of Washington Electric, and they were able to tell us what our ETA was. And it was actually, so we lost power early Monday morning. And they were saying it would be sometime Wednesday or Thursday before power would be restored. But then the guy emailed me back because Tuesday, Harwood lost power because another tree down at Turner Hill went down. So he emailed me back. He says, I've got a crew headed to Harwood right now. We'll swing by Morse Road. If it looks like it's an easy fix, we'll fix it. If not, it's still a Wednesday, Thursday time frame. And we got lucky. It was an easy fix. It was actually off Pleasant Street where they found it. They were able to go up in, fix it, whatever. My thing was that I feel like we somehow, as a select board, need to work with our community members to do that welfare check on people. I don't know my neighbors that well on Morse Road anymore. Many of them have moved out. A lot of Vermonters have left. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of new people living on that road now. And there's even more houses than were there when I first moved in that I didn't even know were built. So somehow encouraging our community members to get to know each other, be good neighbors, do welfare checks. I'm not saying the burden should be on emergency management, but it was something that I recognized right off. And because I had access to certain resources, I was able to get information to some of my neighbors, but clearly not all of them. So that was my only point in starting that, was that I was worried that, you know, we have these regions, and Lars, you know a lot of people up on the Camel's Hump, Scrabble Hill, but I bet you don't know everybody that lives up there. But some of your neighbors might.
I know everybody that lives up there, and not only that, I think it's the responsibility of a zone captain to get a network going.
Yeah.
I've been to every house up there.
See, I've never met MAME. I couldn't even pick her out of a crowd.
Really?
No.
It's difficult. It's difficult to approach strangers, especially people who are hostile. But this is a thing that neighbors need to do.
Yep.
And we have encouraged people through our brochure the last three town meetings that this is something people need to do. They need to be in touch.
Mm-hmm.
As far as neighborhood websites are concerned, and that's power is always a problem.
Right, exactly.
But power wasn't a problem during Irene for very long. And then we had a neighborhood website, and we were getting all kinds of information about what was going on. We were able to keep people apprised. Facebook, a lot of people don't want to get into Facebook.
They don't like
but
the social.
But Next Door Neighbor is a great site, and that's what I came up with when our group site went down.
Next door neighbor.
They're trying a little advertising, but it's not intrusive particularly. And I don't expect free service from anything. So I've encouraged the other zone captains to investigate this. I encourage you to investigate it as an alternative to MAME's site. It's painless. It's absolutely a painless site, and the messaging's instant. You write an email to your neighbors, and it goes out instantly.
Yep.
And they can respond instantly.
So the other
called, sorry, just want to correct it for the record. It's actually called nextdoor.com.
Nextdoor.com.
Yep.
The other thing, too, along these same lines, is this is where you and I kind of exchanged an email, Lars, during that, was the fact that we haven't, as of yet, been able to get CrossFit Brook or Harwood to allow use of their facilities for emergency purposes. So in Waterbury, if there's an emergency, people are without power, without heat, they can go to the White Church, they can go to Thatcher Brook. But in Duxbury, I don't believe we have that kind of a space, correct?
Those spaces are Red Cross certified. That allows them, and I was a part of the volunteer group at the White Church, that allows them to get a pallet of supplies. But in order to do that, the volunteers have to go through a course, and they have to have an updated course. The shelter has to have self-sustainability. It's got to have a power source. Across a brook, so Duxbury residents can take advantage of the Waterbury facilities, but the barrier is the Winooski River. If you have problems there, then they are barred from that. Cross a brook is low lying; it's got Cross a Brook next to it, so that's an iffy proposition.
Yeah.
Harwood is further south, so it could serve as a shelter for residents.
People down that
the people
way
during Irene.
Which church?
The
Green Mountain Alliance.
Old Grange Hall, because they were huddled in the cemetery, you know, and then they came and took them. And just as a side note, I've noticed, because I know that when I was on the select board, there was a storm, we would be driving up and down the roads, you know, reporting back from all ends of town. And I've noticed over the last few years, there doesn't seem to be any of that. You know, Stevens Brook Road was gone, and nobody had even driven by the...
Yeah.
And, I mean, after a windstorm, you should be able to call Washington Electric and say, like, can you tell what's out? I mean, we could have opened this. They could have come and charged their phones and their laptop.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
made a phone call or come to the town office or something. I mean... We could have done something, but 30. I mean, if you don't have power and your cell phone's dead, come down here. We'll help you.
Yeah.
Well, then that can be part of emergency management. Someone, and Eric, should be made aware that we know we can do that, but we need to. If Eric has keys to get in, then we can do that. We can approve that.
Eric have keys to the town office?
I don't know.
Because there's always a key to the meeting room in the select board mailbox.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm noticing is things are happening, and it's like there's no...
Well, there's communication on the side about what's happening around town between the emergency... There's communication around town between the emergency management zones on what's happening. That's what happened. What is not happening is coordination with other people to avail themselves of services like the town office.
Right.
So we need to incorporate that as part of the plan, and Eric needs to be apprised of that.
Yeah.
But all during the last windstorm, I was hearing from John, Tom, Nils, Eric. He was hearing from me on what our condition was over there and what their condition was there, whether they had power out or not. If you'd like to be included in that, we'll copy you into the... And I'll tell Eric, copy the town clerk.
Well, I do think one thing you and I talked about was that the select board should at least be made aware of the conditions around the town in case, you know, so we know what's happening around town and what areas. Because if I know that, you know, something's going on Upper Crossit Hill, you know, and... there's anything I can do, go check on people, bring them food or water or something like that, then, you know, I'm happy to help in that way. I don't often jump in on the emergency management stuff because I know that emergency management's chaotic as it is, and sometimes too many hands can make for a spoiled soup, right? So sometimes you let the people that are doing it do their thing, but if there's ever, I think, a need where any of us, and I can't speak for both of you, but if there's anything I can ever do to help, I'm happy to help. I just wanted to make sure that if there are things that we as a select board can do that support the emergency management team, I'm not saying, I think they do a great job. I mean, I could, until I lost power, I could hear you guys on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew the zones were getting checked. I knew people were out, you know, checking roads and that type of stuff because I could hear it. And then I lost power. And then it wasn't about what the emergency management team was doing. It was the fact that I had to go to the Waterbury State Office in order to get power to charge my phone and to get a hold of the electric company to find out what the ETA was. So it was that, it felt like we got kind of disconnected from the world, and that's what happens, right?
That's a part of the...
Yeah.
Part of the National Emergency Management System is that there is an orderly management emergency construct.
Yeah.
And what always should happen is the select board should be copied into everything.
Mm-hmm.
All these emails, the select board and the town clerk, mm-hmm. because the town clerk may be available to open the town
office. A lot of towns use... a message, because electricity a lot of times in mm-hmm. an emergency is just not available.
Right.
Just use the board. Estimated Washington Electric Thursday update, you know, and they just would write it on the board. Mm-hmm. We've got boards.
And, you know, one other thing I was thinking, so Stuart and I mean, we've been through many natural disasters. I mean, we've all lived through Tropical Storm Irene. We've been through other floods in our, you know, in our my youth. I remember a big flood in the 70s living in Montpelier that just about took out Elm Street when the North Branch crested. But what we didn't do was prepare. So we were watching the news Sunday, and they kept saying windstorm coming, and mm-hmm. you know, but it looked like the worst of it was going to go up through the Adirondacks into Canada and around us. Normally, we would have filled the bathtub with water. We didn't even do that.
Yeah.
You know, we did nothing. And next thing you know, we're without power. And then what I was really worried about was a freezer full of food
mm-hmm.
that I'd spent a lot of money on. So, you know, we did do something ingenious. We went and got ice down at the Maplewood store. We filled it up with coolers and put as much in our refrigerator in those coolers as we could to keep that food. But... a lot of it's just how can we message people? You know, when we know a storm's coming. You
what about the emergency alert system? I mean, I know that the Vermont sent out emergency alert stuff, but I think that's an opportunity once we have an assessment of what's going on. That is a way that we've got it set up for everybody to do that. No, not this time we didn't, but that would be a way to stay connected.
I mean, my barn, off its foundation. I mean, it was that strong.
Yeah. See, and we had some of these nothing up at our house.
And ramshackle houses were.
So, I mean, I guess the whole point of this is there's always room for improvement, no matter how good a job we do in these areas. There's always a lesson learned out of it, and we just try to share that with each other to improve.
Another simple thing, Adam has just like the tack signs, chalkboards on main like arteries where. Yeah.
Well, we brought that up years ago, and we couldn't get money from the select board for those boards. I brought the whiteboards and chalkboards and everything up at these meetings. So we have the budget. In emergency management, we got $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if chalkboards are what we need, then chalkboards is what we can buy, and we can buy probably plenty.
They have been surplus for cheap.
But I do want to just be clear. I think they do a great job. Mm-hmm. I just think this was one, and it maybe because it wasn't a major event, but it was enough that it made some people feel a little isolated that it was worth noting.
Well, that's why I agreed with Adam that we should have the extra say in the budget, even mm-hmm. though it taxed us. Because my ice storm is the biggest deal. Fallen mm-hmm. trees... the most complicated thing to get out.
Wreak havoc.
Every year, and on the emergency management website, there's access to information on emergency preparedness for families. Getting people to open those things and look at them is the challenge.
Well, that's something the select board could certainly help with. I mean, I'm happy to take a copy of that and post it on MAME's Facebook page and post it on my own Facebook page and throw it into Front Porch Forum and say... you know, we just came out of this windstorm. Here's some tips for the next windstorm or snowstorm that comes that causes power outages or makes it difficult to travel. You know, make sure you're prepared at all times. Here are things you can do now.
It's a challenge to get people active Washington Electric has the availability of a generator that they can take around and charge up people's freezers in certain instances.
They have
a cup of ice and coin.
What was that?
Just do the freezer. If you have a frozen cup of water in your freezer with a coin on top and you leave it sealed, you can tell if it's thawed out enough. If the coin's at the bottom, then you have to throw your food away.
Or
if you've left it sealed and the coin's still up there, you can save your food. But, I mean, that's one way to tell.
Well, so do you think the select board should approach the Harwood Union Unified School District to get them to consider creating a proposal for a self-contained shelter that would be Red Cross qualified? What do you think of that?
What are the ones in Waterbury? It's the church. Is it also Thatcher Brook?
Thatcher Brook, I believe.
But it may not always be easy for, like, especially people in the south end of Duxbury to get to Thatcher Brook.
No, I'm just wondering why in the past they haven't, if there was some, if it's something about
school capacity.
Well, I don't think Crossett,
we approached Crossett Brook, and I don't think they had a generator and didn't have...
They don't have a generator.
And they didn't have interest in, they basically didn't want to...
They have solar panels.
They weren't really receptive.
That's what I'm proposing. It doesn't matter whether they're receptive or not. Is it the sense of the board that a shelter where people can sleep overnight, it's really... See, when you have Red Cross affiliation or certification, then you have a staff of volunteers, registry, people watching... over the place where people can stay, where there's restroom facilities and food. You go to the Midwest, they're all over the place. Schools are used as shelters. But you can't have that without a generator. Neither Harwood, no facility, to my knowledge, in the five towns of the six towns in the district have facilities for an overnight shelter. There's no facility at all. Waterbury has it. It's Red Cross certified. We have material that we have cots that they loaned us from Thatcher Brook. So the question is, we know the schools haven't bothered to consider this because I contacted three school directors so far since I've been on emergency management. And to my knowledge, nothing's been proposed. Do we want to join the prepared communities of the country that do this, where they know that they're going to have natural disasters? Or do we just want to play by
skin of our teeth
from here?
Yeah, I would say that reaching out and proposing that as a solution, at least one. I can't imagine, like, where everyone would go.
Right. Not and how about Faiston and Moortown? Where
are
they going?
Right.
And they're right down the road. So, with that in mind, I have this. The Duxbury Select Board believes access to self-sustained emergency shelter with overnight capability is necessary for the well-being of the region's residents. There is no regional emergency shelter for providing aid in a time of crisis to most of the residents living in five of the six district towns of Harwood Unified Union School District. The Winooski River is capable of becoming a significant barrier to emergency shelter access available for district residents
So is the Mad River.
In the Mad River area. Mm-hmm. Harwood Union High School is in a location familiar throughout the region. Harwood Union High School is in an accessible location. Mm-hmm. For these reasons, the Duxbury Select Board requests that the Harwood Union Unified School District Board explore the feasibility of enabling part of Harwood Union High School to serve as an overnight shelter for prolonged use during emergencies, and present to the district voters for consideration a proposal for such a shelter.
I'd support that.
Mm-hmm,
me too.
Okay, so I can present this to the in the December meeting.
Would it make sense to maybe call Moortown and Waitsfield and say, would you like to sign a letter too?
It would make sense.
Yeah.
But we can go ahead and do it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I think
you might get a little more attention if
we have members of each select board.
Yeah, like, good news. We're all paying for this.
There's a regional planning meeting next week that's going to have representatives of all the Mad River towns there on next Thursday. So we could bring, I could bring that up.
Yeah. Well, we can. Let me see. When I should ask Kevin's.
Or they could send a similar letter for the...
Yeah, maybe.
Right, we can just send them a copy and then...
Yep.
Are you going to that regional one?
Well, that's what we need to figure out, is if I'm going to that or if I'm coming to the budget committee, so...
Okay, we can talk about that.
Yeah, it's on the agenda later.
Okay. All right, do we need to vote on that, or are we good?
Well, I've changed the wording. The Winooski River is capable of becoming a significant barrier to emergency shelter access available for district residents outside of Waterbury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we can vote on it, and then we could sign this with the change. And then it could be sent around
mm-hmm.
to the other districts. There are constraints to this, because the residents of Waterbury would be paying for shelter outside of their residential area. Because they have two over there, and the question some people are bound to raise is, why should we help these other districts? But the whole idea of the unified...
It's unified.
It's unified.
It's unified. You don't get to...
And we're all assuming
we're assuming that the next natural disaster involves the Winooski River. It is possible that it doesn't, and
they could make the trip
to Harwood, because those other two locations may get full. Waterbury is a big town. Waterbury Center. You know, you got to think about people in Bolton that may also migrate towards mm-hmm. Waterbury, even though they're not residents. You know, I think it's still a viable, even for Waterbury residents, a viable option.
Mm-hmm.
For Harwood.
For Harwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I move that we adopt this resolution as written and sign it at the end of the meeting.
Is there a second?
Second out.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. All right,
Laura, sorry. Are you going to send that around electronically, or
I don't know that I have an electronic copy. I can write one up, but we can sign this with the correction.
Or do you want to do the corrections? Print it. We'll sign it over there and then send it out.
If you want original ink,
can we print it out? Where would we print it out?
Well, you could have maybe Maureen or Ann print it out, and then we could all come into the town office and sign it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture of it just so I have the language for the minutes.
Or put it in your mailbox on the wall or whatever.
Okay.
So if you want to do that, Lars, that'll work.
Thank you for putting that together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Forward thinking.
Okay.
All right, Planning Commission, Brian's not here.
So their last meeting, they reviewed the land development regulations, I think completed that list, and are now working with presenting that over to the DRB. There were some issues that they wanted to get some feedback from the DRB. And DRB postponed, so that meeting will happen in December.
Okay.
The plan still is to try to get this all finalized and have it presented at town meeting. In addition, the stream table demonstration happened over at Crossit Brook a couple weeks ago.
I ended up missing it.
Lars and I both went. There were like 10 people or so there.
I didn't have power, and we had to go eat.
I know. So. That's okay. It was actually really interesting, I thought, and they gave some opportunities to be able to
construct, like, what does Ridleybrook look like, and what does Crossetbrook look like, and then if this happens or this happens, what does that mean in terms of erosion, what does it mean down the stream? I thought it was really informative. It was really actually good. So that was a great event. I was glad that Brian was able to bring that over to the town.
And it wasn't uniformly accepted as a valid premise.
Right.
There were a few people who said that, well, because it's using a single texture medium. It doesn't have boulders. It's just this.
Yeah.
This
little plastic.
But it does show interesting ways velocity and volume of water works. But
yeah.
But there was some skepticism about
right.
it.
And about it was, slope and content.
There was an open discussion, a civil discussion about it. It was it was instructive, and it raises these issues.
Well, I know the windstorm didn't produce a flood, but the Crossett Brook was definitely roaring.
Ridley Brook was really high, too.
Monday morning, like, loud.
Yeah, yeah. It was, Ridley Brook was up.
Yep.
Yep. So, that was great. That's cool.
So, what is the next steps with the, so that goes to the DRB, and then what?
As far as I know, then they finalize the recommendations,
public
and then...
Public hearing, and then...
Yeah, they do a public hearing, and then it will be voted on at the...
At town meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The timing's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep.
All right, so moving into new business, and we did letter A already, which was Select Board Observations and Debrief of Storm Response. So we can skip over that. Update on policing from Senate Government Operations. So I attended this meeting on, I don't even remember when. It was November 6th, I believe. Right? Just last week? Yeah.
Earlier this
or it might have
Monday,
been,
this past
might
Monday.
Might have been in October. I don't remember. But anyway, it was...
Right,
it was.
CCG attended a meeting.
Yeah, it was the Senate Government Operations Committee. And they've been going around the state basically talking to towns, leadership, about our thoughts on policing in the state. They've submitted a bill... It's a Senate bill about the way the bill reads is it requires every town in the state to have a police force.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the intent of the bill. And the bill has been on the books for a few years, so it has had no activity. But they felt like they needed to do something with it. It couldn't just keep sitting there. So it's not that they are requiring that all towns have a police force, but they're trying to solve a problem, which is that the state is paying something like $500 million a year on police services. Mm. And it's becoming a heavy burden on the state budget.
Mm-hmm.
But they also recognize that towns aren't necessarily getting all of the police services that they require. And so in attendance was myself, members of the trustees of the Village of Waterbury, a representative from the town of Bolton, the two constables from the town of Warren, and I think there was somebody from the town of Berlin that was there. So this was like the Central Vermont tour. And then the Senate, the Waterbury Record, of course, was there, which is how my name and quote got in the Waterbury Record. And so basically they listened to what we had to say, and it's a little all across the board. So the village trustees in Waterbury were talking about how the village itself could no longer afford the police force on its own. So the way Waterbury is structured, you have the village, which is run by trustees, and they're responsible for everything in the village boundary, which is basically downtown. It's Main Street and the little side streets, I think up until the roundabout, and then from
the school down to the river.
Yeah, then it becomes Waterbury Center. So everything in Waterbury Center is under the town. So the town didn't pay for the police force, only the village did. So they had to basically get rid of the police force because they could no longer afford it. But the town itself is now looking at bringing in its own. There was a whole thing in the Waterbury Record. But they wanted to hear from the rest of us what our concerns were. And I had mentioned that we've been struggling with how to enforce speed limits mm-hmm. in our town, and that we had concerns around the fact that Waterbury is planning this big road reconstruction project down Main Street. We know that traffic's going to divert down River Road because it naturally does anyway. Mm-hmm. That our concern was that there are people who bicycle and walk and run on that road, and there's a daycare right by that road, a couple of daycares. We already have trouble with speeding, and it was awesome because it was less than a week after the high-speed chase that happened
right.
from Jericho all the way down right. through and into Stowe. So I was able to kind of, you know, reference that. You know, I said, so we've been struggling with that. We've been looking at, you know, what would it cost us to, you know, ask the sheriff to come in and patrol, and we talked a little bit about that. There was one option presented that I don't know if we'd even thought of, which is you can contract out for somebody to come in and provide police services, mm-hmm. not the sheriff. There are other organizations you can contract with, like UVM Police, for example. Mm. They're contractors. So they contract with the University of Vermont to provide police services, and they will contract with other towns. So that's an option that we could look into. The other thing you could do is we could certify our town constable, which is what Warren has done. So the constables in Warren pass, I think there's like three levels of certification you can get. If you pass the third level of certification, you can even carry a firearm. Hmm. And so they're certified to carry firearms. They have the same, almost the same exact, there's some limitations on what they can do, but they can arrest people, just like the town Waterbury police officers can or the state police. But, they can't, like, chase people down the road with lights on their cars kind of thing. But they could arrest somebody, and they can carry a firearm. So there was a lot of discussion around that. And then the other thing, I thought the really valuable thing, though, was we talked about mutual aid districts. So Montpelier, Barrie, Berlin, Barrytown have been talking about a mutual aid district for a few years because, and for them, it's not so much around the police service, it's more around the ambulatory services. Mm-hmm. So Barrytown's ambulance covers a huge amount of territory. And so the idea, the conversation, the way it kind of went was, you know, has anybody ever thought about mutual aid districts for all emergency services, not just ambulance, but you know, ambulance, fire, and police? Hmm. We already contracted with the town of Waterbury for fire services. We pay
Doesn't the fire department have a pretty cohesive, they seem to have a cohesive mutual aid, because like Waterbury
Yeah,
Center,
but that's not where I'm going with that. Yeah, I'm not talking about opening up the fire department. I'm just saying we already do that with the fire department for Duxbury. So we pay money every year, and the fire department provides fire services for the town of Duxbury. Mm-hmm. You could do the same with a police force. And like what we already do with the ambulance service is we pay, $50 a year? Each resident pays that, and you give them your 911 information so that they can, and that's how they pay for the coverage of our town as well. You could do something similar to that with the police service. So Don Schneider and I kind of talked a little bit just about, you know, we've never talked about whether or not our communities could share some of these services mm-hmm. a little more broadly. Now, they haven't approached us. Don said he would go back, talk to the rest of the townspeople in Waterbury. If it's something that they wanted to engage in, they might approach us, but that's another option we have as well. Basically, there was nothing that came out of that meeting that said, here's a solution for the town of Duxbury. It was more just, you know, we're not the only town struggling with this. Mm-hmm. Other towns are struggling with it too, and not just with police services. I will say, I was a little disappointed in one of the senators who said, well, people chose to live in these towns without police law enforcement services. You chose to live in Duxbury when you could have lived in Waterbury. And I looked at him and I said, that's very true, but I couldn't afford a $450,000 home in Waterbury, whereas mm-hmm. I could afford a $175,000 mm-hmm. home in Duxbury. I said, that's not fair. You're right. Telling a taxpayer that you don't get services because you didn't go buy a better house in a different town? I mean, that's just absurd.
That's what I say, the projects, you deserve to be shot.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, we hear that kind of thing.
Right.
We hear that thing from townspeople. You're living on a dirt road. You chose to live there.
Right.
It's the same exclusivity that, mm-hmm. that you know, I mean, if we were to take that case up, universally. And if you chose to live in tornado country, to live in earthquake country, you chose to live in fire country, you chose to live in hurricane country, and pretty soon we would be living on islands of influence.
They did mention a couple of things that we are already doing, which is the little blinking signs that tell you how fast you're going. They said those actually are very effective. I think it's South Royalton or Jericho. So this is kind of funny. They have an old, broken down police car. I'm not sure which town.
Oh, they just move it around.
It sits on the side of the road. Everybody in town knows that it's not a real thing anymore, that it's broken, it doesn't work, that, you know, it's inoperable. Right. But people slow down as soon as they see it because they think it's the
instinct.
Real deal.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, I don't know. We could get buy an old
car. Budget line item for a broken down police car.
We could have approach Harvard Union's
driver's ed program. Put a dummy in it.
It's dinner.
Yeah, dinner. We could have the wood shop make a SUV with state markings on it.
Right.
Out of plywood, so it's easily maneuver. Lightweight plywood.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Or foam board, even.
Yeah, foam board. Excellent. We weighed it down.
So there wasn't anything mind blowing that came out of it. It was more just, you know, the state's basically saying, we're not going to pull the trigger on anything right now, no pun intended. We're just fact-finding at this point. I mean, I think they recognize that towns can't afford their own police forces.
Right.
But they're trying to figure out what's the balance and what are our real concerns. Now, I said basically the thing we're struggling with is speed, but I said, of course, we're all worried about opiate epidemics.
Yeah.
And
who
the
knows
increase
what else
in theft
we don't know that's happening because there's nobody to report it to.
You know, at the same time, having a police force in your town or even in Waterbury doesn't prevent that. There, at that point, at the time that a drug deal goes bad or somebody breaks into your house, they're reacting. They're not preventing anything. And so what really, I think, benefits us is, you know, how do we prevent something like a traffic accident?
But there's a presence that matters, too. I mean, I know when I drive into Richmond, chances are reasonable that there's going to be a police officer there, so I don't speed in Richmond. So just knowing that they're around, I think, is some level of preventative, not just of speeding, but of all kinds of activities.
So I think the thing we've talked about, which is the little speed signs where they flash at you when you're going too fast, we should definitely continue down that path. And what we talked about a little bit was, you know, getting the sheriff to come in. Maybe we should explore contracting with somebody to come in and provide some other, you know, speed enforcement. If not the sheriff, then who would that be?
I think that's going to start to flesh out with the construction in Waterbury. I think that's going to be a good lead-in.
Okay.
You know, Tom Mancini, who is someone over in Waterbury involved in public works.
Yep.
I've been in a little string with his being referenced, but I haven't heard from him. When I do, you know, I've sent you, I think, copies of that that correspondence, and when I get anything, then it'll go out again. It sounds like we're creeping toward this thing. The idea of finding other contractors, the idea of Waterbury and Duxbury joining forces, it seems very attractive. Should be very attractive, but it's more cost.
It is.
That's what I was thinking. Moretown and Bolton, even.
Because they're rural.
Yeah, but they don't have an infrastructure.
Huh?
They don't have an infrastructure. So the thing is,
who are we talking about?
Moretown. So Moretown and Bolton, they don't have police cars. They don't have a police department. They don't have police officers either.
Well, the one in Waterbury is going running on duct tape. So
All I'm saying is, if we establish that together, that's possible.
So I was just thinking that personnel that would be unique
all the way
to, you know, the border areas and familiar with the usual suspects.
You know what? Yeah. What is happening? They've got two police cars
in Waterbury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is happening to that equipment?
You have to get rid of it.
And what is happening to those guys?
So the guys will be unemployed. I don't know about the police vehicles themselves.
I'm sure they're
going
to sell them.
Well,
it depends. No, it depends. So the town of Waterbury does want a police force. The town of Waterbury and the residents are about to vote on this again. But it's the establishment of a new police force under the town's budget. Whether it gets done before or during town meeting, I can't remember. So they may not do anything with the police cars, but the little flashing signs and a lot of the equipment that they purchase or procure from the state, they had to give it back. So, in fact, one of the speed limit signs that they were using, not the one on Stowe Street, but there was another one they were using somewhere else in town. I think Waitsfield.
They have one on Winooski Street for a while.
Yeah, I think that may be the one. So they, a lot of that stuff they have to give up, give back to the state, because that's where they got it from. But
or maybe if you have an officer or two, or you could hire an officer between the two towns or something.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was.
But I have a feeling that the coverage would go that way a lot of times.
Yeah,
more so
well, you have to work that out.
Coverage right. goes where the, they get paid.
Right. The the flashing signs, the feedback signs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, we're looking at 10,000-11,000 and just as a sign.
Yeah.
But Dan Currier has this thing, and those are portable. I mean, we can pick them up if we have posts where we know we have periodic problems. We can bolt them to those, lock them to those,
yep.
those set in posts, lock them to the posts. Dan Currier had alluded to some grants available for traffic calming, and I'm going to communicate with him
okay.
about this intersection
mm-hmm.
that is part of an ongoing
issue,
decades-long concern of certain citizens. Mm-hmm. We've only heard about from one citizen, but it is a concern.
Which intersection is that?
Main
Street. Coming downhill from Route 100 and coming from Route 100 on River Road. So you've got Main Street and River Road.
Mm-hmm.
And what I researched in traffic calming was the painting that I think I brought up in the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to now see if Don has everything. Those feedback signs will probably should be an article. And
yeah, for sure.
And anything else, we'll see what when I get communication with Dan to see
yeah.
what's available.
And I mean, I think then we should look at, you know, what kind of pay attention to what Waterbury does with their police force. But like I said, the town does want it. It was the village that couldn't afford it, which is why they had to disband. They had to mm-hmm. disband in order for the town to reestablish.
Yep.
So it's a whole procedural thing. They are going to have a police force again. It's just a matter of when. There may be opportunities there, or if their police officers decide to go look for employment elsewhere, to Maureen's point, I mean, I think we have options. We've just got to see what's the best option for Duxbury.
I think one of them is actually a Duxbury resident.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. That was the update out of that meeting.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you. Town Forest Committee.
Yes, Town Forest Committee update.
So, we'll make this snappy so we can keep things moving
mm-hmm.
along. Town Forest Committee had their first meeting on November 2nd in this very room. Happy belated
Joe.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, we've gotten a Town Forest.
Okay.
So, it was really the organizational meeting where it was a chance for everybody to meet each other, to talk about open meeting rules and law. Mm-hmm. Most of these folks have not served on any kind
yeah.
of a town committee before, so it was really introducing them to what that's all about. Alan Quackenbush gave a background of the town forest, and that's included in the minutes of the meeting. And then it was kind of a little bit of talk of what do we want this to all be about.
Mm-hmm.
Since the committee, many of them have spent a significant amount of time in the town forest, but they hadn't really ever like walked it with any kind of mind to what's this going to be. So a walk was arranged that happened the following Saturday. Quick turnaround because we wanted to get it done before hunting season,
mm-hmm.
Rifle season. So that's why it was that fast of a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And that was posted and all that stuff too, or it was a, it wasn't technically posted because it wasn't a meeting because they were walking and not like talking about the actual plans. It was kind of, yeah, that was a little, anyway. So the walk happened, Alan led it. Alan messaged me afterward and said it was actually a really great activity. I wasn't able to attend because I had another event to go to. He said it was wonderful to have the committee there and being able to see the real land and what that's all about. So they will be meeting again, decided to kind of not try to meet over the holiday season, and instead they're gathering information about other town forests. They are, let me see the other to-dos. They're looking into regulations about hunting stands and blinds because there are some there right now. We need to figure out whether or not they're allowed to be there as they are and what that is. That going to be a permitting kind of situation or whatever? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Monique was elected as the chair of that committee, and Monique McHenry. So she's getting some survey information and some maps. I think she's already been in touch with you about that. Great. Thank you, Maureen, for that. Graham is writing, Graham Leitner is on the committee, and he is writing up a letter that they're going to talk about kind of what it is, what the Town Forest Committee is, and then they'll review that and have that established at their next meeting. Alan is going to give a more specific written report of the history of the town forest, so that will be also able to be accessible. That's going to be given to the committee by the first week of December so that they can all be kind of noodling on that before in anticipation of their following meeting.
Is it looking for approval or just they're going to be reading it for information?
Reading it for information.
So I can ask him to send me a copy and I can post that on the
perfect
on the tab.
And they're also looking into grant options that might be available for town forest development and ongoing management. And they're also looking into the road that leads Hart Road and kind of what happens at the transition of Hart Road into the town forest, what the status of that road is, what the classification is, what we might need to do in order to turn that into a road that would be accessible, make the town forest accessible to folks. So that was kind of the first few things on there to do. Really cool to see such an engaged group of people that are interested in making this a thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, that'd be good to check in with Alan and get that background.
Okay.
And then as they... Jesse Rufnacht was elected as the vice chair slash secretary kind of or administrator, and so Jesse should be getting you the list of contacts for all of the members to be posted on the website.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right. Mad River Valley Town Leadership Meeting. So this is the meeting that you have instead of Budget Committee.
Well, and this is what I wanted to ask the rest of the board is, what's more valuable here? My presence at the Budget Committee, which
this is a
leadership meeting of the Mad River Valley that Duxbury has not been represented in the last several years.
So,
and so there was definitely a... like, hey, it'd be really nice to have somebody there, kind of feeling for that. So that's why I was a little, wanted to open this up for a discussion as to where my contribution is better made.
Personally, I'd like to have you at the Budget Committee. I think all four of us should be there. That's my personal opinion. But
we need the collective mind at this stage of the game.
Yeah, I agree. And... nothing against the Mad River groups. I mean, there's like four of them, I think, now. And they're great, but educate me. So Mad River Valley, to what extent is the town of Duxbury really part of the Mad River Valley versus the Winooski River Basin?
Well,
I guess I struggle with that a little bit.
Well, the thing is, we're all in the same representative district.
Right.
As far as...
State representative.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
Well,
I forgot about that.
Over and above that, Some of the Duxbury residents have Moortown mailing addresses.
Yes. Okay.
And and then, you know, we've got the school all.
Well, I mean, I get the school part. Yeah. I was thinking more from the river perspective. Not all those other factors.
The river.
No.
Yeah. Okay. There are other committees that are about the river.
Like the ridge to river thing.
Right.
That's more where my head was at. It was like, how many committees does one river need?
So this is, I actually tried to, yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I looked up.
Forgive me, sometimes I just skim these emails because I get a gazillion of them a day.
Yeah,
and by the time I'm done reading through them all, they all blend together, so I don't know.
I was looking at kind of the topics that they discussed. They haven't distributed an agenda yet, but I was looking at kind of what their topics were last year or 2 years ago, and a lot of it was about kind of things you're talking about. So would towns get together and fund something together? Is there a need for that?
So that is important.
It is, but is it more than important than our budget?
No.
I don't know.
And it's doable outside of a group if you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you said send this thing around. You send it around. Was it better if you go to a meeting and present it?
Well,
maybe.
And the representatives are there from the region and all
that. Yeah, that's very handy.
Too, so.
But right now.
Well, are they going to have more? This isn't like an annual.
It's a once a year thing.
It is a once a year thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think.
Or do we move the budget committee? Yeah. Just
we,
for me.
I don't
that
think
seems
that we
crazy.
Can move the budget committee based on the budget committee's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're on up against a timeline.
Yeah,
it was the only date
the
that worked for
needs to attend.
The
yeah, because yeah. the next week is Thanksgiving, and then,
And then it's December, so. Yeah, I think, so.
What would you bring to that meeting?
That meeting?
Yes.
Just representative.
I mean, what
because
what
we haven't,
we get out of that?
Because we haven't been there before, I don't even know. So that's
one more year won't kill us then. I don't mean that as facetious as it sounds. I would say
let's hope.
Do they have you as the contact, Erin?
Yeah.
Or I would respectfully.
Actually, that's not true. They had Stefan as the contact, and this was one of the ones where Stefan was like, "I can't go. Who wants to go?" And I think you and I both said
we would go,
and then you said, budget."
Because of budget meeting.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's table who will contact them until we get a little further down, but. If it went to Stefan, maybe
right.
it comes from one of us. So just not sure how we want to handle that yet.
Okay.
But the decision is you'll go to the
budget meeting.
Budget
go to the budget meeting, and one of us will.
It's a much shorter drive.
Reach out
I'm very
to them.
Happy about that. Actually,
well, and I mean, I think so. Whoever corresponds with them, whether it be in an official role or just. Representing the select board will just say, you
just
know, we want to be part of it, but we're in the middle of our budget, you know, formation activities, and this is our an important meeting for that, and we can't miss it, but, you know, happy to, you know, interact in other areas or in other ways to be part of ongoing discussions, but
and
this
that,
day just doesn't
And
work.
That next year when they set the meeting, it would be nice to be checked in with about...
Meeting this meeting,
date.
I think, was set before the budget committee meeting was set.
But what she's saying,
So the budget
we
committee could have worked around
participated,
it.
You know, we don't have much standing to be requesting stuff.
Right.
Even though,
yes.
I can see that viewpoint.
Yes,
whether that's
sure.
the viewpoint that would be
but
proper.
It wouldn't have been a conflict at the point that they were scheduling this meeting because we didn't know when the next budget committee meeting was going to be. So,
okay. So...
Anyway, all right, see you at the budget committee meeting.
Yeah.
Great. We'll have more fun anyway.
Oh, and then the next...
the Stormwater Master Plan meeting.
Here's another one. So this is, again, a regional meeting. This is something that we do want to go to because we're trying to figure out across this whole district what projects need to happen in terms of stormwater management. And there are grants available. There's a lot of information to be shared, and we need to figure out the best people to attend this meeting. So Alan Quackenbush already said that he would be a representative here. They're looking for people who have history and understanding of the events that have happened in particular towns and what what stormwater damage has occurred. Their suggestion is that the road foreman and any other people with kind of knowledge, and then somebody from the select board be the representation of this, at least at the initial meeting, so we can find out what it's going to be all about and then move forward.
So Alan's going to go for the planning commission.
Yep. And
what's
it's
the date?
It's 12/7, December 7th.
From
5
to
7.
What is that other meeting?
In Princeton.
Isn't there another...
The general permit one you just went to.
No, wasn't there a...
On the 7th?
On the 6th. Wasn't there a meeting on the 6th?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the... No, you were just talking about a meeting on
there
the
6th. There was. Was it the Central Vermont Waste Management one?
No.
No, that was on the 23rd of October.
Here, let me look at my calendar.
I don't know. There's so many of them.
All right.
Well, I don't regional have anything
planning,
on the
you did the Central Vermont Regional Planning Commission meeting with Adam.
That was an A&R presentation.
Yeah. When's the DRB meeting?
That's the 12th.
In December. Okay. December 12th.
Would you put me down for that and send me an email?
Yeah.
I'll go to that.
Okay.
Do you want to go rather than Adam or in addition
no,
to
No, I think Adam, well, Adam knows the thing.
Yeah,
right.
And tangential to this, when I sent around that response to the municipal permit to all of you and encourage you to send one in on your own too, I got a response back from sending it in. So it was an acknowledgement that they received it.
Okay.
So I still feel exactly the same way when I sent that out. That one thing that's grant needed is funding for administration of these things. And I can bring that load to this meeting as well.
My only hesitation with Adam going to this is it's an evening meeting. He's not here tonight. If there's a snow event on December 7th...
Well, he doesn't have to go if there's a snow event.
Yeah.
You know, that's optional. They're requesting him. It makes sense. He's involved in the roads.
Yeah.
It's overtime for the town. But if it's clear that it's his choice... And if there's an interceding weather event, then that's the priority. The weather, the roads are always the priority.
Okay.
And I'll muddle through it somehow with this meeting. But you'll need to.
I'll forward that to you. Yep.
Okay.
Because I'm having
a lot of
cognitive problems.
Before you put your holiday social schedule together. So.
Thankfully, I have no regard for holidays at all.
Okay.
And no progeny to favor. So
to pretend to be Santa for.
All right. So let's try to get through this. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Waterbury Ambulance request for meeting participants. Oh.
No, go, I'm good.
Okay. The Board of Trustees of Waterbury Ambulance emailed me, the president of the board emailed me today, letting me know that they are interested in holding a meeting with towns they serve to discuss where they are, where they're going with pre-hospital emergency medical care. So what they would like is to have a meeting that consists of one representative of each town, a member of the Board of Trustees, their executive director, and the board president. So no date has been set other than it will be after the 15th of November. I'm happy to take this on.
Yes, you're the one that's going to take care of us
when we all drop from panic attacks and
when go into a stunned silence or narcolepsy.
Hey, help us.
Yeah, so
I got that maybe.
Because this one is I did ask him if it was planning to be an evening meeting or during the day meeting, and they wanted it to be during the day. So it's easy for me to move my schedule around.
Thank you.
To be able to do that.
Okay. Great. All right. Mad River Ridge Runners, not to be confused with work groups and stuff.
Is this the snowmobile club?
This is the snowmobile club. They sent us a letter, basically asking for permission to continue to use some of our land as a snowmobile trail. So there's a whole form here that would have to be signed. And basically, the letter just says that they're updating their files for their club and requesting assistance. Enclosed, you will find a vast landowner and permission form, which I filled out with your name and address filled in. Lower right corner of the form, there's a space where I would respectfully request that you sign and then print your name and please note the date. So
what land is it?
It doesn't say. Mad River Ridge Runners.
What land do we have that they've been running?
Upon property located in Duxbury, belonging to the town of Duxbury, Vermont.
Well,
I have no idea.
They have a rodeo in the gravel pit.
Right. Or is it the town forest?
There's lots of no
should
noise
we be,
in here.
Should we be okay. We need to get back to them and find out what land are they on.
What land are they on?
I have no
idea. I think they come up, I think what they may be referring to is they have to cross the road. On the snowmobile trail
that
goes
trail,
over the bridge.
River Road.
And then they come up and they go up Hayden Hill.
But they were up by Vigilante.
Also
at one
Vigilante across Dowsville.
That's all state park now.
And they have to cross the road on. They
but
go up the road on Marshall Road.
They have to cross Marshall Road. I think that's what they're talking about.
That's just a state highway. We don't have a permission on a state highway for them.
No, the thing is, they're crossing Marshall Road and they're crossing River Road.
Well, the concern I have is that it doesn't designate any road.
Yeah, ask
me. We need to find a clarification.
Anything. It just says in the town of Duxbury. That could be the entire town.
Yeah.
All
we need to do is ask him which portions is it talking about.
Please identify
where
specifically the locations that you're referring to.
But I think we're right there. It's the Marshall Road crossing and the River Road crossing.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I will.
I don't know if they're coming off Vigilante. Are they going?
Are they giving us money to do this?
Yeah, but are they coming down on the road?
No, this is just a form that
they cross Dowsville.
Okay, so let's see if that squares, what they're saying squares with our understanding. I mean, it's benign, but we can't just sign something without a declaration.
No, we're not giving them a free rein to all Duxbury Town property.
We should also look at this liability language in here. So it says, Vermont law limits the liability of landowners for personal injury and property damage sustained by a person operating a snowmobile or riding as a passenger to damage intentionally inflicted by the landowner unless the landowner charges the owner or operator of the snowmobile a cash fee for the use of the property. VAST agrees to maintain a policy of trails liability insurance with a policy limit of at least $1 million covering the landowner as an additional insured. VAST further agrees to defend the landowner or reimburse the landowner for the reasonable cost of defense in the event that a claim is made or a suit is brought as a result of a snowmobile accident on the landowner's property unless the landowner charges a fee for the use of the landowner's property for the purpose of establishing and maintaining the snowmobile trail. A complete explanation of landowner rights and protections is printed on the reverse side of this document.
It sounds like a reasonable and customary policy.
Yeah. Yep.
I think we just need more
details. We just need to find out where
they're just need to define so everybody is clear about
what we're granting.
What they're using. And what is being granted.
Follow up with Tom Clark on that.
Thank you.
All right. Municipal Road Management Workshop for Decision Makers.
So that's the sixth.
That is the sixth. Are you going?
That's the one.
You got all kinds of stuff.
I don't know, but I didn't know whether it was just 2019.
There, you can have that.
That's two meetings in a row.
Thanks, Lars.
What's it called? Municipal?
Light breakfast and lunch included.
Oh, yeah. It's
Municipal Roads Management.
And it's at the Capitol Plaza. It's good food.
Oh, God.
For decision makers.
I can't think of anything quite.
You're a decision maker.
I'm pretty sure we have to pay.
Yeah, but the town will pay it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the town has to pay.
Yeah. It's registration fee, but it's a reduced fee because we're members of PACIF, so.
Well, what's the board's pleasure? I'll go with what you guys want.
I think.
What are you going to learn?
There's stuff in there about
what I may learn, I may forget as I go out the door.
Well, it's only $30 and your time.
Nuts and bolts.
You get free food, and they will give you stuff to bring back with you. paperwork.
Clean paperwork. Water.
Oh, good.
Funding. Clean water funding opportunities. That's
rules
good.
Rules of the road, Vermont local highway.
How to improve highway maintenance.
Reduce long-term costs and keep road crews safe.
Come on, it's right up your alley, Lars. No, if you don't want to, does anybody else want to?
No. I'll go to this because that week is essentially dead for me.
You might as well just stay in Montpelier overnight and then go right to the next.
I request reminder. Somebody send me a reminder of this stuff.
Actually, we should have like a certain star color for Lars's meetings on the municipal calendar.
Well, and I think that you
like
should...
Like a disability parking sticker.
No. I think that you should work with Anne on the registration.
Yes.
She can pay for that for you. She can help you get registered, yada, yada, yada.
Usually you just register online and they send a bill.
Let's see. Questions? Register online, review the event agenda.
And they'll send the bill to Ann.
They'll send the bill to Ann.
But make sure you say your passive.
So yeah.
Say what?
Make sure you connect it with Duxbury and passive so you get the
PACIF. Oh, sure. Right.
So, Lars, you are attending that December 6th meeting. What was the other meeting you were
at? December 7th.
Oh, that's right. Okay, the Stormwater. Okay.
Is there any food there?
Yes, they have food there.
And where is that?
Faced in town office.
Oh, God. I'm riding a truck now, 10 miles a gallon.
So, Lars.
I have a thought of two birds with one stone for that meeting. I'll catch you later on.
Oh, that's an interesting, that's a very interesting proposal.
What's that?
Take the town truck for the mileage and stuff.
That, or you can charge mileage back to the town.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have been charging mileage to the town for all these meetings I'm going to.
What line would that go under?
Select board expense.
Yeah, boy, I don't think we have enough money in there for mileage.
Oh, I know it doesn't cover what I've been doing.
What is it, 50 cents, 75
cents?
I
think it's 50
cents. No, it's 50. It would be, I mean, I think the state's like 45 cents a mile.
So. Yeah, I'll charge miles. Mm-hmm. I'll charge miles because a truck, you know, if there's a motorcycle, you could pay. I could pay you. But it's no more.
You can take the motorcycle if you like.
You just submit a
once.
Submit an expense
chains on the motorcycle.
It's done.
Okay, ready?
Yes, I will send you a reminder on December 4th. Is that good?
That's good.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, schedule for the week.
And you're
not on my calendar, Lars.
Yeah, you have room. And you're used to this. I'll try to remember this.
No, it's fine.
So I've got the 6th and the 7th.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Welcome to my world.
No, I don't want to go to your world. Thanks for the welcome. Uh-huh. Okay.
Moving on. Vermont Department of Health Tobacco Control Program. So, Stefan got a letter from JSI Research and Training Institute. I'm writing on behalf of the Vermont Department of Health's Tobacco Control Program and Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs. The leaders of these programs hired JSI Research and Training Institute to gather opinions about possible state policies on tobacco, alcohol, and marijuana. JSI Research and Training is a nonprofit public health consulting firm with offices in Boston and Burlington. We've been interviewing and surveying municipal leaders like you, select board chairs, local and regional planning commissioners, town managers, and mayors. State policies have a direct impact on your work, so our goal is to get as broad a range of opinions as possible. So basically, it's got a link and a 4-digit ID. You can submit your responses online. This is just the letter that they sent in August that nobody did anything with. That's actually from the Institute. This is from the Department of Health.
Okay. Awesome. Yes.
Easy peasy.
It's tobacco controls. Public health. I do,
Oh, is that the census?
This is the census. So, basically, this is from the Associate Director of Decennial Census Programs. In July 2017, the U.S. Census Bureau invited your government to participate in the 2020 Census Local Update of Census Addresses operation as mandated by the Census Address List Improvement Act of 1994. As of this date, we have not received your response. If you have responded, thank you for your response. Please disregard this letter. What's that?
That's my fault because it's still sitting right here.
Oh, okay. So you have it? Okay.
Keep saying that.
This
Maureen
was, this
and
was
I will
John Murphy, and it was in the mailbox. So, okay.
So we just never have until December 15th.
I know. I'm going to have to set up a time to come in and look at this with you.
Okay. What do they want?
Actually, you want to give that version to her so you can take a look at it, and then we'll figure out a time to get together.
You got it.
Yeah, I have free breakfast.
No, see, you get my the ones with the meals.
Now I'm starting to get into
government forms.
All right, last item of new business is, so I have to go to my email because I have to actually read this on the record. This evening, Stefan sent an email to members of the select board, which basically reads as follows. Unfortunately, I have an emergent situation that's come my way as of about a half an hour ago. I will not be able to attend tonight's meeting. Also, due to this same situation, I have no choice but to resign from the select board. I just at this point cannot devote the time to the select board that is needed going forward. In the best interest of the board and the town, I will need to resign. This email can be used as my official resignation. So, we now have a vacant position on the board, and we also have to elect a new chair of the board. I don't, at this point, unless Maureen wants to nominate herself to be appointed to fill the vacant seat, there's nobody here to ask. And clearly it just happened tonight, so nobody has expressed an interest because right. they're not even aware that there's a vacancy. So I think the process is we have to take the posting that's still posted when Lars was appointed to fill Amy's vacant seat. We're now going to adjust that to show that there are two vacancies on the select board, that if people want to, if we don't fill it, they can come to the next select board meeting and we can appoint them. If we have filled it by the next select board meeting, then they would submit a petition and we'd have to have a special meeting for them to be elected to the board. So I believe that's the process that we need to mm-hmm. follow, but we do need to elect a new chair. Unless, can we operate with just a vice chair?
No, we have to elect a chair.
We have to elect a chair.
I second the nomination.
Let's vote it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we now have
is
to...
Is that... Well, wait, like...
I knew it was coming as soon as I saw the email.
Okay.
But if that's what you guys want, then, yeah, I'll
You're
do it.
You're willing to serve. Thank you.
We need to elect a vice chair, and I nominate Aaron.
I second that nomination.
I'm honestly thinking about whether or not that's feasible, just considering all the things I have. However, you're pretty reliable, so...
no pressure. Yeah. I mean...
That's fine.
I think,
no,
so,
it's good. Yeah,
I think
that's good.
These are roles that we all take responsibility for, right?
Yeah. Well,
but we're
the thing
that
about
group.
It is you were elected. You were elected.
Right.
You were elected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes you more more accountable.
Yeah.
I agree. And I want to be sure that I would have the capacity to do that. But since it's not really that different than what I'm doing, so that's fine.
I don't think.
We could start swapping off meetings for...
Well, again, you know, we did talk about at the last meeting, which you weren't here for, a town administrator.
Mm-hmm.
We all agreed that this is something to put before, put before the voters. So it is something that we need to do. And I think that we can justify it in a number of ways. One, the administrative burden increasing on our road foreman and on the select board as a result of the master general permit.
Can I hold your hold that discussion until we get through the rest of this discussion, and then we'll talk about that?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
I guess so. What else?
Ooh, is that good
discuss?
Vice chairmanship?
Have we had a vote?
That's good vice chairmanship.
Have we had a vote?
Oh, for on vice. Aaron as vice chair? Yes. So, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of electing Aaron to vice chair of the Duxbury Select Board, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, Aaron.
All right.
My
we got this.
Partner in crime.
All right. Oh, that was a terrible. Do that again.
You got to do that.
All right. So, I mean, we talked in the last meeting, just to bring you up to speed briefly, that we thought it was a good idea to approach the town for a town administrator because of the grant writing, because of the administrative burden coming with the master general permit. Clearly, the road foreman needs support with all of that. There's planning work that has to be done. There's budgeting work that has to be done, yada, yada, yada. But also, all of these work groups I mean, right. I know that they like to have select board people attend those. It may not always be feasible.
Right. And there should be a backup who's consistent right.
and
or whatever.
So the town administrator in other towns attends those meetings, too. So
did you talk about town administrator versus assistant to the select board?
Yeah, we did a little bit.
I mean, I know you and I have talked about that, but I didn't know if this came up here.
I think part of the concern around that had to do with the payment, how we would pay somebody to do that and be clerk of the select board. So, but, you know, I mean, I think we can, I'm not really sure how it works as far as a job description goes when we bring it to the voters. I think that's still something we need to consider.
I think we need to develop probably a job description and then that would be proposed.
I mean,
proposed.
There's a whole lot of different flavors. Some take, you know, specific instruction from the select board. Others have, you know, been long term, and as select boards come and go, they keep working on these things and report.
Yeah,
like
they would
an
be
emergency management person.
Right, they would in essence become a full time town employee. I think we would have to decide: are they now the overseer of the other employees of the town, or do we still maintain that, and they're not the middle manager kind of thing? So, I mean, I still think we have to figure that out, but, you know.
That'd be a good...
Yeah, and I think in preparation... let's get to the budgeting exercise first, but after we get the budgeting in a place where we feel like we're pretty much done with that, I think that should be our next thing, is that
That need to be included in
the
budget?
Well, I think we talked about that a little... No, we haven't talked about that yet.
No, so the
including their salary in the budget.
Yeah. We haven't got... Well, we didn't get that far. We only got as far as the road crew last
time. I don't think we can go that far myself.
No, here's what we talked about last meeting. So, because we... We talked at length about...
I didn't listen to it, but I glanced over.
About this. Let me find him. Suggested the idea. Stefan D. stated it seems worth the effort. Lars D. stated it's necessary to form a committee of citizens, and that
that's
was
really
the...
That's great. Right.
That, and that
I think
to
this
be...
Is This is a very valid concern.
Mm-hmm. Pose an article
because we're on the in the trench looking at this onslaught. Yeah. But to bring all this stuff to town and say, which do you want?
Right.
I don't think will work.
So
right.
what
I
we
don't
decided
think,
right.
what we decided at last meeting was the select board would develop an article for town meeting proposing a committee to present options on a town administrator position.
That feels like a long delay before we have a town administrator.
Yeah, you got another whole year and 18 chiefs and no Indians.
Well, you do and you don't. You can. I think springing this on the townspeople, they should participate. Do you have to wait another year? No, you don't.
The committee could
review this stuff. And we could hold a special meeting and have it done in 30 days.
Yep. Since this isn't on this agenda, we probably shouldn't spend too much more time talking about it. But it should...
Well,
we
that's
should
what the last meeting
yeah.
proposed. So okay. as of right now, that's the decision the select board had agreed to.
Okay.
We can put it on the agenda for December to revisit, but we won't make it in the budget cycle. Doing that either, because we can't budget for something that the town hasn't approved.
Yeah, and we've already got our path from the last meeting.
Yeah, and the voters do have to approve the creation of the position, so we can't budget for
they
a position.
They have to approve the creation of the position, or they just have to approve the pay? I think they just
no,
have to
they
approve
have
the
no,
pay.
They
have
the funding.
Yeah,
but
no,
they,
no,
also,
they don't approve the position.
I think that's false. I'll look back at the handbook, but I'm pretty sure it says that you can appoint an administrator. The select board has the authority to appoint one, which would be a non-paid position. But if you're going to create a new position, a paid position, I believe that has to be part of an article that goes before the voters with a budgeted amount attached.
Well, we can straighten
right.
statutory stuff out.
Yeah.
I mean, many towns appoint a treasurer, and that's a paid position. Mm-hmm. So, and that can be straightened out statutory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and I feel like we...
I missed that one.
With the clerk of the select board part, we just felt like that might be too much.
But I think a lot of legwork could be done soon, or by the meeting, and the various descriptions, say anyone want to be on a committee to review all this or develop more. And there's really no reason that we couldn't come back in May before vacation started and say, you want to get this rolling? But I don't, you know, we've already got our path here. Mm-hmm. We've already voted on this path. Mm-hmm. We got it, but we can't alter the components.
So, did we assign who was going to write the article?
First, I think we need to know what we've got to present as an article.
Okay. Let's put it back on the agenda for December.
I do have a running list of the articles from previous meetings. Times we've said, like, oh, we should do an article. Oh, we should do an article. So I've got a running list of that. So I think December's meeting probably would be a good time for us to assign the initial drafting of those.
Yeah, because you've got to have those for the report,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
you have to have it for the warning.
And something else to keep in mind here, according to the book, is Select Board is responsible for setting the compensation of town officers elected and appointed and employees unless the town voters have done so at the annual town meeting.
Yeah.
So the voters don't have to. Yeah. We can just do it. Just to keep in mind, not saying that's what we should do, but that's what we could do.
You mean...
We could say what the salary is. We could say... We
oh, yeah. Oh, why not? I mean, that's all adjustable anyway.
Well, then I'm confused why we decided to take it to the voters as a committee. Because if we have the authority to do all of that and we're in the process of building our budget and we feel that we need it, I mean, I think you could write the article to include the compensation and say we want to create a town administrator position and have that
same
be the vote.
To road
not
crew
a committee.
Members, and
right.
We want Kenny to now be a part-time road crew, so this is what, I
that's
mean,
different.
You sort of address it in your
road
better.
Crew members are a standing position in our town. This is a whole new position.
Okay, so let's do this. Erin,
I'll do some more research.
Yeah, doing a little research on how other towns have handled this, kind of what the job description could potentially be, maybe look at what compensation other towns have used. So I know Moortown and Warren and Waitsfield all have this type of role in
Cabot has one.
And
Huntington has a good one.
For me, the distinction is this whole notion of the future board not being held to a decision that we've made.
Right.
So if it is a decision that we make with that the town doesn't vote on, is that where the hiccup is? Does
well,
that
I think
make sense?
I like think the decision, and correct me if I'm completely missing this again, because I sometimes hear things differently than others, but I think we would vote to approve an article that would establish the creation of a position and compensation that would be voted on at town meeting.
Okay, all right.
So the voters would still have a say,
okay,
but we would be approving the article to go forward.
Okay, yes.
That's
yeah.
what I'm thinking.
Okay, yes.
That'll work. That'll work, but that'll take more work in the front end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot more work.
Yeah.
We'll hunker down for December.
Yeah.
December's meeting, which, that's the next
item. Yes, that's the next item. So
schedule.
We have a new chair. We don't have to meet on Fridays.
How about Lars has a real busy week. Let's throw it in that week.
No.
It's always the second Monday of the month, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
For the 11th.
Lars.
Since all my social life is in my head. Friday works great, and there's a good reason for it.
True.
It rolls right along. And we've established these dates already.
At least through
December.
December.
And I say, change it over in January.
Well, because you realize now you're going to have the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. 1, 2, 3.
I told you I'm the walking dead. I mean, I already know... That week
fine with me.
Is
you want to just keep the 8th, and then we've already posted it.
I like that it's early in the month and kind of stays
and then
away
we can,
from all the...
So, but on the agenda for December is to establish what the date is going to be moving forward.
Yeah. Yes. I'm really liking this. but it is troublesome for attendance.
Do we want to? Would it be possible to start the June or the December one at 5:30 instead of 6? Could we adjust the time? It would gain me being done at work at 5 and coming right here instead of like hanging out and whatever.
You don't like to hang out?
No. Just get things done. I get to work at like 7 in the morning, so it's a long day.
Yeah, there are some people that work, though, that might not get here in time.
Well, that's what I'm asking. It's just for that one meeting, not forever and ever, but if we're going to do a Friday meeting,
could you
just do this one December meeting on... Let's just keep it as it is. It's been posted. Let's keep it as it is. And then your life will change, like my life will change.
I know.
In January.
Okay.
Somehow.
I mean, I don't know what time you guys start
like
working.
I'm
it's
hoping.
Just a really long day.
I start at 7:30.
So. Yeah, I start between 7 and
7:30. I get up at 4.
So. I know.
Oh, I'm up at 4:30.
Just to stay alive,
okay.
I get up
so. So we'll leave the December meeting as is for right now, but in December, on the agenda will be what's the meeting schedule going to be going forward, and we can talk about time and dates and all of that.
Yes.
Okay.
On a regular meeting, I don't care, a really regular other day of the week,
it's
6
the
is
Friday
fine,
night.
It's just the Friday, the possibility of getting home sooner in the evening.
I would love to be home drinking glasses of wine.
I mean, Maureen's here all day, too, on Friday, and...
Yeah.
So,
well,
really
I'll tell you what.
If I make a motion to move it to 5:30, then
if we don't have a lot of agenda items on Friday and we
make it a
December
fast talking meeting,
we can get right through it and we'll be done.
Yeah, I'm going to make a motion, and you guys can decide to second it or not. I move that we change the December Friday, December 8th. Is it?
It's the 8th
meeting to begin at 5:30 rather than 6 o'clock. Anyone second?
I'll second it.
So the discussion I'm going to bring up is that won't work for me personally because I have to prepare dinner for my husband and my kid, and I don't get home until 4:15. So I hear you, Erin, but we all have...
Right.
I'm working from
7 till 5.
And I work from 7:30 to 4, and I don't get home until 4:15, 4:30.
But you get to go home. So to me, this means working straight through and getting home earlier in the end. But we called it and seconded it so we can vote, and it sounds like it's going
to
be a tie.
I won't have any dinner.
Well,
you
don't have to vote affirmatively.
That's fine.
You don't have to vote affirmatively. It's coming to a vote.
It's coming to a vote.
All right. All those in favor of Erin's motion, say aye.
To change the meeting to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Aye. For this Friday, December 8th.
Aye.
All those opposed?
All those opposed?
Nay.
I don't think I vote.
You get a vote.
You get a vote.
Chairman gets a vote.
I would say nay, but now there's no tiebreaker.
So I would say...
Yeah, so it stays as is.
That's
what happens.
That's what I think. If it's a tiebreaker, it doesn't change.
I mean,
thank you for considering it. Everybody has their own considerations that we brought up.
Chair. I just know I am. Okay.
Think positively.
Yes.
Not that you know.
I didn't mean that to be contentious. I thought I'd bring it up as an option.
No, I think
I did want to go back to the vacancy on the select board, that I will change that posting.
Okay,
you have access to that posting, right?
Yeah, because I did the first one, so I'll change it and get it reposted.
Did the first one?
I did the posting on when you were appointed.
I wrote it. And gave it
no,
to
it's
you.
In her format. There's a whole.
Oh, it's in her format. Yes, that's
right.
Quite true.
Yeah. But I've got it here. I've got it on
she's
this.
Got it ready to go.
I've got a link to it.
I would be right. So it'll go on the website too.
It'll go on the website. Has a link in that box.
And
on
then announcements up at the top.
I moved that. I think I moved that to the select board page, or maybe it's on the home page.
Okay.
Now. It'll just substitute one for the other.
Okay.
And when you have it done, can you just send it out? Because I'll put it on Front Porch Forum
and leave room for
next door.
A few more.
Because people should know. I mean, this is
very soon.
Yes, you're right. So, Tamitha H. Wilson.
I'm just not cut out for this stuff sometimes.
And Erin L. Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay, so you'll take care of that. And let me know, and I'll review it. You're posting, so we know, so you don't have to. Don't hold back when you can't get the thing to work.
I know.
Let me know.
I know.
And I can get it to work for you.
Okay.
Or we can get it to work together.
Okay.
I really would like to move this off my table because there's all these little pieces moving around all the time, and I've asked a few people. I'd like to change the format, but it's complicated for me to sit down. I'd like to clear the homepage, mm-hmm. and make it more understandable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it is right now.
Yeah, and I think that having a clerk of the select board, I'll just say, would be great because I feel like often I'm not able to fully participate.
No, I hear you. I want one. I just don't agree.
We need to pay them
I just don't want to necessarily make it the administrator's job.
No, I agree.
$75 a session.
I think there should be two separate ones.
Last year.
Right.
That's not nothing.
Right.
Well, by the time you spend 3 hours at a meeting, and you have to drive it all over town.
That's right.
You don't have to drive it all over town. You can get the select board to post it.
Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Old business.
Old business, too.
So, Central Vermont Solid Waste Management District. We've had this letter since October 6th. We don't have a representative. We missed the October 26th meeting.
Didn't Todd Hill agree to serve?
I contacted Todd Hill.
Okay.
I sent this email around, I thought.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, yeah. I contacted Todd Hill. I contacted Todd Hill.
Okay.
I said, "Your alternative, will you represent us?" He said, "I'm not too enthusiastic about since it's swapped over from Mad River." And I said, "It's hard to develop enthusiasm for waste in general." And then he said, "Well, let me know what time the meeting is." And I got on the site. They've got a good site. They're very organized. And I got him the date. I do not know whether he attended yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten any.
So we need to appoint him.
He was appointed this year as the alternate.
Yeah.
To Sarah.
He's just saying that he was less excited about this than
now
he was.
No, he was appointed this year. Yeah, but nobody told me, and I didn't tell.
We did that at the meeting. The very beginning,
and
first
you
meeting.
Told Barbara at Central Vermont.
He's been an alternate.
It was listed in the minutes.
I don't know who followed up.
It's a done deal whether he's attending or not.
They had Sarah listed with nobody.
Okay,
else.
So can somebody follow up with them and let them know that he is?
I'll follow up. Do it.
We need to appoint him as the main.
I'll make a motion to appoint Todd Hill as the CVSWMD representative.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have to see if he wants to do it.
All those opposed? Okay.
All right, so I'll contact him.
Do we have to do anything with this, which is their budget? The district board is adopting their budget by December 15th. They've already had, a few meetings, and we're past all of them, but I don't know.
It's up to Todd. If Todd is willing to be the representative, then he needs to attend the meeting and review the budget for whatever input he feels like he can do. Mm-hmm. But we do not know if he's attended the last meeting, which is the November meeting, or whether he will continue.
Okay.
So, I will contact him in the next couple of days and see if I can get a response from him. He was very quick to respond my first query, and I'll find out if he went, and if he hasn't gone, then we don't have a representative.
Okay.
Do we want to post for at least an alternate representative? Just kind of put it out there and see if somebody might
There's
be interested.
There's a post right now because we have. Mm-hmm. He's an alternate. He's not the one until today.
Not right. Yeah.
And he hasn't accepted, so he really isn't the one at all. And so I've got a post on the homepage, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen it up there.
And maybe it needs to be put in various boxes around. I doubt if there's one on the town. It'd be, the town box. It'd be one in there.
We should put it out on like Front Porch Forum and Next Door and that too, just to. Which I can do that. So if you want to send it, if
well, you it's have right on the Duxbury.
Oh, okay. You can just copy great. Then I'll do that.
Yeah, you can just copy and paste the stuff off it, and the link to the job description. I think I have the job description that you made, Erin.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's all together.
Okay. Very good. All set on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last item on the agenda, update on the gravel pit.
So I put this on the agenda because the last, you know, the last thing Stefan was going to do is follow up with the state.
Oh, yes, and he has not heard back from Susan, and he told me when I spoke with him today that he would forward the last communication he had. And I said to make sure that he sent it to you.
Good.
And to copy me. And I think Lars, too. I think
I
had
Lars there at
the
meeting.
The three of us. But I told him, make sure Tamitha is included in it.
Okay.
So you should be seeing something from him. If I don't get it, one of you should get it. Just make sure that...
Well, where are we going from here?
So what I just feel like I would hate for us to get to town meeting and not have this thing wrapped up.
Yep.
So if it's okay with you, Lars, if I, once I get the info, I don't even know Susan's last name, but once
Baird.
Baird.
B-A-I-R-D.
So once I get that communication and have a way to contact her, I'd like to follow up with her and...
Do that. Please copy me in.
Okay. I got her email address.
To do that. At the last meeting, we asked her to, for a simple declarative lines of what was needed next. Mm-hmm. And she acknowledged that. She's very cordial and very attentive. So,
but I don't understand why. Like, it's over a month now.
I think there's something in the system that just stalls things, and
it's
think
the state
you
way.
Just have to
it's
keep just keep knocking on the
state
door.
State government is very slow.
All government is
it
slow.
Is.
Yeah,
it really
I've
is.
For state and government before, but
she
I just
probably has a lot on her plate because they're resource constrained, like everybody else, and you got to keep nagging her. Stay on top of it. She'll get back to you.
So I'll do that.
Okay.
And I'll send a note to Mo just to let him know that there's a part of me that feels like we should at least get the first meeting of the future of the gravel pit committee set, even though he and I agreed that we wanted to have that stuff first to be able to share with the committee. But I think we just have to start moving. You disagree?
I think you should take point on this just and copy your results out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just don't get too many soldiers involved. Just stay. All we're really doing is bringing it to her attention again. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing.
That's right.
And
she'll tell you what needs to happen to get it.
And if it's not this week, it's next week. And just
I will say that state offices are closed for Thanksgiving Day and the day after.
Yeah.
So I would try to connect with her this next week, but then it might be after Thanksgiving if you wait, because I imagine like most state employees, she'll take extra time off that week.
Yeah, I'll. Erin just sent me her email, so I'll follow up tomorrow.
Perfect.
Or as soon as I get the original email from.
Usually they next to her, and you're using this vast
electronic. Then she has it.
She can keep it. It's like right there.
Mm-hmm. Makes me look at my pen and
but
go.
I think, but I think. But I think. But I think I do want too. The background from Stefan first.
Yeah. So if you don't hear from him over the weekend, Tamitha, I would reach out to him on Monday.
Okay.
And if
okay.
you have any trouble, let me know, and I'll try to rattle his cage.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
All right.
We have Bill signed, you've signed, you've signed.
Yep. Here's one more I have, and then there's this one.
She said they only needed three, right?
She did say that.
You need a quorum, three.
Yeah, all right.
Anything else before we
just gave them 3 days of meetings? Hang on a second, I was getting there. So I think that was the last item of the agenda. Does anybody else have anything else?
I feel bad that really not a lot of people are here, but I did want to thank Maureen for the work she did in the basement of the building. It looks great. The files have a place to live now, and it was a lot of work. That she did down there, painting the floor. So,
do we get photos of the before and after? Do we have photos of the after before it got?
Not yet.
We should get photos of the after to.
The insurance company has befores.
Well, let's see if we can find befores and afters, and maybe even see about the town report.
Okay. That's good to put that in there. I'd also
half tones aren't too costly.
Like to put on the record a thank you to Stefan for his contributions and his service on the select board as well.
Yep.
Wish him well.
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor of adjourning at 8:30 p.m. say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're adjourned.
I'm disappointed that we didn't have our traditional executive session.
I have to say, it wasn't one on the agenda. You were shocked.
We're out of here an hour earlier than we were last time.
Good work, people.
I thought we got out at 8:00.